thank you for joining us on this Monday, January 14th, 2019, Global Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The embattled, demonized, under siege broadcaster who is under attack because we have exposed the globalist system with the help of our wonderful listeners. We have relaunched free market love of Americana, not just here, but around the world. Our audience and this show and what we built here is the heart of the resistance, and the globalists know it and cannot stand it. We've told you for 20 plus years that when the fourth wave feminism hit, it was actually being deployed by globalists who wanted to end the family as we know it and isolate women and children so the state would be their husband. We knew that because it was in globalist white papers, and I put it in films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that will be 12 years old next month. And now, notice how the talking points are all together the last few days. The American Psychological Association calls traditional masculinity harmful and basically mentally ill. USA Today. Procter & Gamble, owner of Gillette, puts out a new ad saying that facial hair is toxic, so shave. Comes off like a joke, but it's very, very serious. That was my final straw when my kids liked the beard I grew on vacation, that it makes the left so angry that it's here to stay. Because, again, it's a symbol of differences in the sexes, which they can't stand. Oh, and the latest at Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article, leftist French website calls for heterosexuality to be banned. And that's really a mainline theme being taught on colleges, not just here, but in Europe, that again, heterosexuality itself is a bad thing. Number one, because it creates more children. And that's why many leftist groups celebrate the declining birth rates in the West and the fact that Europe only has a 1.3% replacement rate, saying it'll be good when the white race is finally gone. Now, when people like the eugenicist father of DNA discovery, James Watson, comes out and says milder statements, which I still don't agree with, but he has a right to say them, why, he's stripped of all his honors. But when mainline New York Times board members and major professors say whites are inherently evil and we're going to be so much better off when white people are gone, and that that's a good thing, and that whites are inherently bad. You see this everywhere. You see the Democratic Party bringing back the old race-based systems that was rejected by Christian conservatives and the Republican Party. But now the demographic has swung towards whites being a dwindling minority in just a decade. Already the minority in most areas, they're switching back to good old-fashioned race-based politics. And at least the leadership of the minority groups have almost universally got in line with the new KKK movement, the brown KKK movement that they run and control. But here's another headline today. White American birth rates below replacement level in every state, something the left will certainly celebrate. So incredible race-based politics in this country. We'll be playing the Gillette ad in full and more when we come back. And you say, this is just preposterous. This is over the top. That's the whole point. We're now into the bullying phase with Alexandra Cortez coming out and saying she's very mad because she's the traffic cop for everything, the thought police commander, the Gruppenführer of thought control. She says, how dare you not send a black reporter to be the main person covering my campaign? How dare you, unacceptable in 2019, try again. She is your boss. She is in control. And she will tell you what to do. Well, how dare the Lakers not have all white people? How dare, don't go there. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how about interracial porn? Let's have a white guy with a white lady, because you can't have, we have to have diversity in that, right? That's not how this works. It's all one way. Whites are bad, period, by these racist dirtbags.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, already halfway into the first month of 2019, and the fireworks are flying. The Democrats have already fired up 80-plus fake investigations of the president. And, man, if you go to CNN.com or MSNBC's websites, all you see is Trump caught in incredible Russian collusion. Devastating bombshells. Trump hid details of his meeting with Putin. And then the article goes on to say, well, actually, this is something every other president does when they meet in private. He didn't conceal anything. But it's lie on top of lie on top of lie on top of lie. To discredit a real American president who's actually trying to be the president. Trump confronts the prospect of nonstop political war for survival, MSM. That's right. They're coming for him because he tried to stand up for the country. When China gets 0% interest rates and we don't, and our own Federal Reserve calls for China to have zero, but for us not to, Trump stands against it. And for doing that, he's a Russian agent. The Trump-Putin revelations tell us what we knew all along. Talk about empty headlines, then you read nothing. The best they've got is a redhead chick who sent emails to the Kremlin saying, hey, I'd like to have a job with you, pushing Russian influence, and they never gave her a job. And her plan was to have sex with anybody she could in D.C., and the best she could do was try to go to NRA events. And she thought maybe if she got to know the NRA, she'd get to know somebody that knew a congressman. Wow, what an incredible spy. Who wasn't even a spy, but Kremlin blessed. Notice they don't say work for the Kremlin. Kremlin blessed Russian NRA operation. U.S. Intel report says. That's all they've got. Maria Butina. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it's the Red Sparrow. Everyone, jump underneath your tables immediately. Oh, my gosh. And then you've got Robert Mueller III on tarmacs with uranium. So they get a sample of how good it is before they give Hillary Clinton's foundation hundreds of millions of dollars to transfer 25% of our uranium stockpile. And it goes on and on and on. It's so ridiculous. But let's get to the big enchilada story that I want to hit first before we get into government shutdown and Trump saying he hasn't left the White House since the shutdown began. And then you've got Sarah Sanders releasing photos of Democrats all over the world tweeting, partying on the beach. And you've got the speaker in Hawaii at her big palace and everything's good. There's Trump staying in the White House the whole time trying to fix things. Well, there's an active FBI coup that we've been reporting on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where, oh, McCabe, the deputy director, and Rosenstein, deputy head of the Justice Department, all of them are under criminal investigation for indictment by grand juries, something we told you a year ago, you know, all confirmed, in Maryland and Virginia, like we told you specifically. Next year's news today. And then we went on from there. And we get into the fact that they have now spun it like, oh, my gosh, the revelation. He was under investigation for espionage. Like, that proves that a bunch of political hacks investigated him for that and used that as a way to try to get any dirt they could that was non-Russia related. They found none in Trump. And so now they just put up the investigation itself like it's the smoking gun, when it's the smoking gun, not of any Russian collusion, but the smoking gun of their lying to Congress and lying to the president and lying to the American people, and not just McCabe or Strzok or Comey, but also Mueller and the rest of them. These guys are going for broke, and now they're really hysterical because they know Trump is moving to actually try to get them prosecuted, and the media acts like that's bad. Oh, the president is being a dictator. He's coming after us for political reasons. You are the FBI. You're not supposed to be involved politically. The president's the head of the executive branch. You better damn believe he can do whatever he wants coming after you if you've committed crimes. Remember, Crossfire, Hurricane cracks open Spygate. You know, let's pull up that John Bound report from last year, from over a year ago. I mean, over 6 months ago in May. Let's get that report. That was powerful. Because just what we told you 2 years ago and 2 months ago, right when Trump was being inaugurated, the anniversary's in 6 days, and promising to deliver power back to the people and get jobs back and pretty much fulfilled all his promises, get us out of the TPP, release all these medicines they've been suppressing for two decades in many cases. That day in the New York Times, they said a major espionage operation had been opened up by Obama back during the campaign, and that Trump better watch it. He's a Russian agent. We got the proof. Now, we already reported that months before, but a lot of experts then went, wait a minute, you just admitted to illegally campaign manipulation. And to doing all this, you screwed up. You shouldn't have reported that. And CNN came out and said, the source of this that the president has is Alex Jones. And the New York Times said the same thing, which wasn't even true. I simply pointed out that they'd been doing it. And now, over a year later, it came out that indeed they were doing it. So, yes, this is what they're doing. This is what they're up to. But before we get to all of that, when we come back, when you study mainstream corporate media like I do 6-7 hours a day, that I've got my nose in the research, you see not just the patterns, but you'll read a New York Times, a Washington Post, a CNN, an Austin American Statesman article. It'll have a different name, different byline, but it's essentially the exact same article with a few words moved around. And it's because they get talking points. Well, it's not just talking points, destroy Alex Jones, destroy Trump. The big talking point that was going on at universities for decades is now gushing out, metastasizing into the whole world. And that's that the family's bad, men are bad. Having children is bad. Having someone that stands up for you is bad. The state is your daddy. Psychologists and the American Psychological Association say traditional masculinity is bad, is harmful, and is a mental illness, USA Today. Oh, here's the new one. Procter & Gamble challenges men to shave their toxic masculinity in Gillette ad. That's right. You're all bad. Leftist French website calls for heterosexuality to be banned. The left cheers. White birth rates plummeting globally. It's all coming up. And that's just the latest unified propaganda everywhere. All right, I'm going to stop right there. The new year is here. And you know they've tried to take our sponsors and tried to shut down our shopping carts and try to just bankrupt us. And we were able, with the biggest sales in our history, to get the capital in to operate for a few months. But since the new year's here, I'm sick of plugging. I haven't been. And we have gotten way behind, despite the fact we have some great sales and great products for the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. Our best-selling Bodies, amazing ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoids and other key compounds that accelerate it. It is the strongest ultimate formula out there. Super Bell Vitality, formerly our best seller, still is. great cold-pressed, wild-crafted herbs for stamina, libido, energy. We can no longer get the wild-crafted herbs from the supplier. So for now, at least, it's discontinued. We hope it comes back, but it's just not a product. It's so hard to produce. It's so expensive for us to get. It's the last run, last sure run of Super Male and Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. So please check out the site today. Books, videos, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Speaking of that, I have blasphemed Alexandra Cortez in the form of a T-shirt that's sure to be the new hot T-shirt for 2019 if you take action. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. To
today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we are back live, and I'm going to get into the latest four articles being rolled out by national associations, dominant associations that control academia and PhD, the largest home chemical and personal care company in the world, and major governments and major publications. All saying men are inherently bad and facial hair is inherently rape, basically. That is all coming up. You say, well, that's insane. No, it's not. They've already lowered the fertility rate. They're already putting chemicals in the water to make men feminine. And that will soon be the majority of men will be feminine. They will then be organized against males that are fighting against the trend. This is the final divide and conquer. And I want to be very, very clear here. USA Today whitewashes it with their headline, "Psychologists call traditional masculinity harmful, face uproar from conservatives." Look at the psychological warfare in that whole thing. Like, only conservatives think traditional masculinity is okay. Also, it's deceptive because once heat got put on it, they started saying psychologist. Like, it's one crazy psychologist so they can introduce the idea to you. Let's type in American Psychological Association last week as a group named it as a mental illness. Said it's a bad thing in their official report they put out. But you see how the psychology works, how once there's a backlash, they go, oh, it's just a psychologist. Oh, and conservatives are upset. Everything is a propaganda target. So please print me the American Psychological. We'll cover this next segment, actually. I'm going to cover this all next segment. American Psychological Association, the official association. There it is. Traditional masculinity deemed harmful by American Psychological Association in a 36-page report. In fact, please print me the stinking report. Great job. This is such a big subject, I'm going to cover it next segment because I'm going to go on the attack right now. The globalists are doing everything they can to bully you and dominate you and tell you how to think and tell you how to operate. You have the American Psychological Association openly saying men being masculine is harmful, period. Anytime the Romans or another group conquered a group, another nation, another tribe, they killed all of the adult men. That's what this is. That's why they say teach little boys how to wear dresses from Sweden to the United States. That's why they do all this. That's why they teach that heterosexuality is bad. That's why Procter & Gamble and Gillette comes out and says, shave your facial hair off. It's bad. It's evil. It's uncouth. Your masculinity's evil. Feminists are going to have big, bushy underarms. That's their beard. But you don't get any hair. They're the new boss. Leftist French website calls for heterosexuals to be banned. Leftists celebrate. And print me that article, please. Declining white birth rate. That's all over the news. So what's this all about? Dominating you, bullying you, making you submit. Don't do it. And making it men against women, women against men, when we're the same species. You don't hear about male and female elephants, and female elephants want to get rid of the males, or female tigers want to get rid of the males, or female swordfish when you get rid of the males. That's insane. The male is her. She is he. They are the species. They have babies. That's called life. This is an attack on life as if it's toxic. It's admitted it's being done to conquer you. It's admittedly being done to shut you down. It's admittedly having ads showing a guy get in the face of the other guy and say, hey, you can't talk to a girl. You've got a beard. But only the cool dads, see, they don't have any facial hair. Oh, and look, the little boys fighting with each other. That's because they're toxic masculinity. Bullying. Yes, the daddies need to make sure their boys are wimps. This is total leftist garbage. I swear on the altar of God. I don't hardly use any Procter & Gamble products because they're known to be toxic, but I'm going to double check every label and make sure it's not a subsidiary, and I will never use any Gillette products again because I do use Gillette. They do have decent razors. I've been using it for a long time. I swear I'm going to find a mom-and-pop company, and I'm going to get them as a sponsor on this. Everyone must absolutely dump Gillette and let them know because they make it a joke. It's not a joke. In fact, it's a deadly, serious ad showing men themselves as inherently evil to create a huge debate and fight amongst ourselves. You've got Alexandra Cortez coming out saying CBS is racist and bad because they didn't send a black reporter to cover her for Congress. But she says, better get better next time. That's why to counter her and to get back in her face whenever she said that Don Jr. might face prison time for making the point that, you know, she loves Venezuela so much. In Venezuela, they eat their dogs. In capitalist countries like America, we walk our dogs. So, I came up with the idea for this little baby. And we have this as a limited edition, but I want it to be a bestseller. This is the first limited edition. We have another design coming out. There's only a few thousand of these, but we want this to be a huge seller. We want to put 50,000, 100,000 out of these like we've done Hillary for prison. And it says, capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. Then it's got an American flag that's very triggering to her, saying Infowars.com. So there it is. It is on Infowars.com. There's links to it on Infowars.com to Infowarsstore.com. Capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them shirt. This is triggering, this is powerful, and it shows her with an enlarged cartoon head with giant ears, looking like a dog foaming at the mouth, because that's what she looks like, is a dog on methamphetamine. She's probably on methamphetamine. I mean, what is she on? We should ask the question. She used to be good looking. She's lost so much weight and has meth mouth. So you could call it the Alexandra Cortez meth mouth, because she dares to threaten people with jail time and subpoenas if they make fun of the fact that capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. And she looks meth, out of her brain now, like she's flying on planet Pop-Tart. And so get the hottest shirt on the internet. We know it's going to be the hottest. No reviews yet because we're just launching it in the last few days. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And listen, we need your support. We want these to blow off the shelf. I want to reorder them. We're going to have a slightly different design each time. I want to have 10 different limited editions sell out in the next 6 months of this. And I want this everywhere because she's the new symbol of the Democratic Party. And it points out capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. And when people say, man, well, why are you showing her as a dog? Because, ladies and gentlemen, in the final equation of communism, people eat people and are made lower than dogs. And she is a absolute tyrant wanting to arrest people that make fun of her. And so we're going to show her how America works and throw it back in her face, because she show her when we come back or tag on to this live video later when we upload it. Her dancing a few years ago, she was good looking and looked healthy. What drugs are she on? We need an intervention. What, methamphetamine, or is it Adderall? What is she snorting? We need to help Alexandra Cortez. Get the t-shirt. Infowarsstore.com. Do it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know what? I'm going to do this now. And the next segment's even longer. I'm going to play the sickening Gillette commercial that some people said was a joke. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious, showing boys as bad and that classic masculinity is abusive and aggressive and offensive. No, masculinity just stands up. And then there's always going to be bad, aggressive people that are men and women, and then it's the most aggressive, most dominant individuals in history, time and time again, that are actually the winners who are actually good. And that's what builds good, strong civilization is moral, upright groups. What always brings civilization down is groups that are not moral, not upright. Did we get the piece that I asked for earlier? Because I say a lot. I know you guys can miss some of it. As I shout out orders up here on air, directing my own show live. We do have the Crossfire Hurricane John Bound report. I want to play that right now because, and then I want to play a Fox News clip that I just saw during the break. That's why I changed course here. So I meant to say this when I started the show today because I was looking at it this morning. This is so critical. Everybody knows this, but if you pull back and think about it, it's that much more diabolical. They are branding Trump as a Russian spy with no proof. They admit the FBI illegal surveillance found none of it. They admit that was all politically motivated. And they just continue to brand him on Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, C-SPAN, with photos and videos of Trump meeting with Putin at public events that are totally normal. And then when an interpreter has an impromptu private conversations between heads of state that are totally normal, the president routinely asks for the notes. Now, CNN even had to admit over the weekend that this is totally normal and everyone does it, but at the bottom of the article. And then everyone else picks up on it like he's secretly working for Putin and working against everyone. And the only proof the FBI opened the investigation was him saying, look, I don't care who's got the WikiLeaks. It's Hillary committing the crimes. If the Russians got them, release them. That's straight shooting, but it wasn't the Russians. What about Hillary's crimes? How do we let them change the subject like this? Because if Trump had done all these things with Uranium One and other things Hillary had done, I would be against him. There's nothing there but standing up for America and putting crippling sanctions on Russia and moving heavy weapons in, I think going way too far. But he said he wants to be friends with Russia. Everybody knows that's a tactic, actually, if you want to encircle someone but not give them the benefit of the propaganda admitting you're being encircled to get your population behind you. You encircle them, you suppress them, you put them under siege economically, but you say, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, kind of like CNN does to the American people, like Mars Attacks. To use the allegory where the Martians are running around shooting everybody with their ray guns, but playing a recording saying, don't run. We are your friends. We come in peace. We come in peace. If anything, one of the few bad things Trump's doing is being too hard on Russia. But regardless, he's way harder on Russia than Obama or George W. Bush. I mean, my God, imagine if Trump said, I looked into Putin's eyes and saw his soul, and he's a man we can trust. Imagine if Trump said, I looked into his eyes and saw a man I could trust, my pooty poot. Pooty poot and pooty poo poo. Has everyone forgotten that? That's admitted. Oh, by the way, you go, why would he have the name pooty poo poo in private and pooty poot in public? Because George W. Bush gives everyone a scatological name. Everyone knows Karl Rove, right? Turd Blossom. Scooter Libby was just known as Turdhead or Turd. Yes, these are the nicknames, ladies and gentlemen. Pooty Poo Poo. His little Pooty Poo Poo. Meanwhile, Trump is kicking the hell out of Russia. And you know, while we're doing that, the Chinese are kicking the living snot out of us. Trump's starting to make them back off, but I mean, thank God. Russia's done nothing to us. If they'd done something, they'd be my enemy. See, that's how I work, you see. If you're attacking me and screwing me over, you're the enemy. If you're trying to teach five-year-old boys that masculinity's bad, like America does, that's obviously an enemy that's gotten control of our schools. They arrest you for that in Russia. And they say it's a toxic program of the West to undermine and implode countries. They said that the whole carbon tax is a way to deindustrialize certain Western nations in favor of the third world where the globalists have deployed. Oh, yes, I forgot. Another famous drag kid, who's, of course, autistic, has now been photographed in a gay magazine with a naked man. Don't show it. Don't show it. I know it's a child, and so we should probably show it in documentary form, but we're not going to show this. Another porno spread. But, oh, the child has their clothes on with the naked man. Oh, but it's art like Tony Podesta in the 2007 Washington Post with pictures of little boys bent over naked, chained up with their butts red from paddling. And him walking around with taking photos with the Washington Post drooling over it. And his little dungeon where he watches deviant art, in his word, or rebellious art. And by the way, the one we're showing is not one of the more sickening photos. These are little girls. Yes, there's a little boys too. Those are just little girls tied up in a big shower dungeon. But let's get it off screen. I don't want to look at it, please. Sorry, I'm digressing. I said I'd get into the whole Trump thing this segment, and I haven't. I said I'd get into the John Bowne report, and I haven't. Let's just play the little Fox News piece where, just like they brand me as the Sandy Hook guy, I barely even ever talked about it. It was a very small part of the timeline, but they brand me as the Sandy Hook guy, and then they have the liberals and the whole newspaper industry saying, Jones built his career on it, and every dime he's got, never made a red cent we can find on it. Lost money exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Lost radio stations having guests on saying they didn't think Sandy Hook happened. But you see, that's how it works. I'm famous. I'm successful for relaunching Americana. So the left then brands me as the Sandy Hook guy and then gets all this attention riding the Alex Jones horse saying, I'm bringing Sandy Hook up. The New York Times a week ago was saying with guests that Jones keeps sending people to our houses. Jones keeps doing all of this and he won't stop. No clip was played. Nothing was shown. In fact, I never sent anybody to anybody's houses. We did one report once where people were saying that they were using fake addresses. And I said, I use addresses I don't live at. That's totally normal. We have the Rob Due video. Rob Due agreed with the Sandy Hook people and said, don't go to their houses. That turns into I'm sending them to their houses. And currently, like I'm a dog at their door attacking them. He just won't stop. He's coming. He's coming. He's here. He's here. Help us. Alex Jones is here. The big bad wolf came down the street and is attacking me right now. Help us. The lawyers say, using those families. First, they brand you as Sandy Hook. Now, every time they want in the news, the left, whoever, promote gun control, they take a symbol of pro-gun and use me against the Second Amendment. That's how they create a narrative, steal your identity, create the straw man, and then attach to the straw man that every bit of his success was Sandy Hook. In fact, the planet was created in 6 days by Sandy Hook. Everything is that. And that's how these psyops work.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In Russia, they call this Siloviki, the national security leadership that secretly spies on the entire citizenry of Russia. And here we are in the United States with our own Siloviki underneath President Obama. Let me tell you something that I know for a fact. This informant, this person that they planted, tried to plant into the campaign and even into the administration, if you believe Axios, he's not the only person that came at the campaign. And the FBI is not the only Obama agency that came at the campaign. I know because they came at me. And I'm looking for clearance from my attorney to reveal this to the public. This is just the beginning. And I'll tell you, when we finally find out the truth about this, Director Clapper and the rest of them are going to be wearing some orange suits.
You just heard Michael Caputo break that down. I was thinking about this morning, and it gave me a headache because there are so many known FBI, Democratic Party, George Soros Foundation, Defense Intelligence, CIA, globalist operatives who were openly surveilling Trump when he was a candidate, when he was the nominee, when he was the president-elect, and even once he was president. First, we're never spying on you. We're monitoring your digital transmissions, not wiretapping. That's an old term. So technically, we're not wiretapping. We're just intercepting everything you do illegally. Oh, we always said we didn't have moles inside the campaign. We had informants for your own safety, run by Hillary Clinton, and run by Strzok and run by McCabe and run by Mueller and all the rest of these people who've all testified before Congress. There was no surveillance, and now they've been caught lying. This is so sensational.
And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Wray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets.
It's so incredible that we are at this point, and the media is desperately trying to cover it up, desperately trying to not give it any coverage, because they've all told you on late night comedy and on all the fake dinosaur media and all the fake news that there is no spying on the campaign because it dwarfs Watergate by magnitudes.
All right, let's just call it Crossfire Hurricane.
Great, classic Stones. Mick Jagger, you're a bad boy.
You know, Keith was the driving force behind that band, right?
Oh, we're just discounting Brian Jones here? Come on, the guy could play the zither.
You know, the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, that's a good thing.
At the end of the day, the big, fat, rotting, stinking, bloated, demonic whale that is the New World Order is going down, down, down to David Jones's locker.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, you remember all those fake polls during the campaign that had Hillary 10, 20, 30 points ahead of Trump? She had a 98% chance of winning. The secret algorithm that they found, you know, in a junk pile at the New York Times. They're making their move on Trump. Suddenly Fox News is anti-Trump. Everything's anti-Trump. He's a Russian agent. They're trying to plunge the economy. And poll, Trump approval rating lowest in a year. But then you get into the nuts and bolts of it. It's all manipulation. All right. Let's pull back from this here. And I will get into the actual Procter & Gamble ad that I've been talking about. That's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. At the start of the next hour, because it's powerful, it's sick, it shows men as evil devils, but other good men as the enforcers. It's not only to get men fighting with each other to show them what good masculinity is. I believe this will backfire on them mightily, but this is the intensification of the culture war. But real men and women around the world are coming together and fighting back against this. We're now into the 10th week of the Yellow Vest demonstrations, now spreading around the world. They tried to outlaw public assembly in France. Now there's even bigger demonstrations, and a EU armored vehicle has crashed into the Arc de Triomphe, if I'm saying that right, and it has exploded into flames, and so you've got that being damaged. That is up on Infowars.com right now. Very important article. Go get that. Now, going back to what we're talking about, the branding of Trump with his image with Putin. See, look, he's a Russian. There he is meeting with him. And, oh, did you hear he was actually under investigation as a criminal? But you just all heard him say he never was under investigation. But now he was. The scandal is they were lying. The scandal, it was political. The scandal is they found nothing. But it's simple branding where they show him with Putin and then tell you his approval rating's down. Because, you know, you can't trust that Trump. He hates America. Now, Governor Cuomo that says America was never great, will never be great, he's a good guy. Alexandria Cortez that says the country's bad, she's good. People like the former leader of the Democratic Party, who Hillary stole the nomination from, Bernie Sanders. He says he doesn't like the country. But that's okay. The Ninth Circuit says you can't have American flags in public places or public schools because they're a sign of evil, a sign of racism. And the Democratic Party says they want the American flag changed. A lot of them do. They say it's bad now. Trump warned of that, and now they're doing it. But see, they love the country, though. They're good people. It's that Trump you can't trust who wants the jobs back and the economy back and the border secured and the military to have their pay raised and all these things. He's the bad one. Trust Alexandria Cortez. Trust Nancy Pelosi. Trust them. Do not ever, 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 ever trust the military or Trump or the police. But the Democrats are like, well, just kill the police. You know, they're bad. So here's a few minutes of them branding it on Fox News just minutes ago.
Friends. But a couple of things. I think we're going down a very tough road for the future. If you have to get the notes of the interpreter and interview the interpreters of all these world leaders, they're there to interpret, not to analyze. All of a sudden, you got to put them on the national stage to tell everybody what they believe, what the president meant when he was talking to President Xi, President Modi, or Vladimir Putin. I think it's terrible. Also, there's a little bit of a pattern here. What is the same thing we have in common with President Xi, Kim Jong-un, Modi, and of course, President Vladimir Putin? The president likes to do things one-on-one. He always has. They all met behind closed doors. There hasn't been a problem. The problem is with Vladimir Putin if you want to identify a pattern.
Okay, and I ask about those notes because Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was defending the president, Morgan, saying that, you know, and I believe he was referring to the grabbing of those translator notes, saying that the president was really trying to prevent leaks that were rife in his administration.
That wouldn't surprise me at all, considering, as Kellyanne Conway said this morning, what we had at the time. Listen,
Kind of sounds like a half-hearted defense. No, even CNN's own article admitted it's totally normal to stop leaks and that all presidents do it. But see, that's all forgotten now. Everybody wants to prove that they know Trump's bad in case they can take him down. They're all now trying to get on the good side with the deep state. Disgusting, filthy, evil Fox News. Absolutely unbelievable and un-American. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Be a man.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to drill into the most shocking anti-man propaganda brought to you by Gillette and the globalist, saying men, period, are bad. It's coming up next segment. But first, John Bowne, one of our great investigative reporters, has a way with words and really crystallizing truth. And this report we're about to premiere here will then be posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And only when you share it via email, text message, or by word of mouth will it get out. America under full-blown propaganda dominance. We're posting it to Infowars.com. It just went live. Now look at his write-up here. America under full-blown propaganda dominance. Every American citizen must understand the country is no longer on the precipice of a unified deep state takeover of the American narrative. The deep state has reached its destination. Here's John Bowne's powerful report. If you really want to get a very crisp grasp on wide spectrum analysis of what's happening in the world from a perspective of a kamikaze, because they do come after you when you do this, you found the place here. You found the media operation that the enemy is working round the clock. From the Democratic Party to leftist arms, the CIA, to shut down, because they can't be engaging in their domestic propaganda operation to bring us into the one world government if we are awake.
Giants like Facebook have any obligation to stop InfoWars in its tracks. You know, these companies say they are working hard every day to stop the spread of misinformation. And they say they want to help people find reliable sources. So here you go. One day this week, I was at a press event at YouTube all about this. And the next day, CNN's Oliver Darcy was at a Facebook event about this. So he asked a simple question. How can Facebook be serious about fighting misinformation and still let InfoWars have a page with nearly 1 million followers?
But then Obama legalized domestic lying against the American people and against companies and groups and political parties in 2013. And that year you saw the media go completely weaponized. Because there wasn't just intelligence agencies involved, there was government funding of those buying fake news. So what were they going to do when real independent news like Newswars.com or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or TreasureReport.com was actually pointing out, hey, look, they said this last month, now they're saying this. If you understand that, you understand that when Hillary was saying, when I get elected, I'm going to take out the fake news, what she meant was groups and individuals that are going to try to counter our narratives, whether they be telling the truth or whether they've got it wrong or whether they've got it right or whether it's a mix of that, we don't want anybody but us putting narratives out.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
So under this plan, we're going to reach out to every newspaper and TV station in the country, and we're going to tell them you're going to work with liaisons from the Department of Defense, the CIA, Department of Energy, and others, and you're going to put out talking points, we say, or we're going to have your boss fire your ass. That took them a few years to get this whole thing going. But then we started seeing the talking points leaked that were being sent to TV stations and local papers. And guess what? If they didn't play ball, suddenly they got audited. They got harassed. They got shut down.
For the first time ever, a presidential administration is treating news reporting like a crime and a reporter like a criminal suspect. The level of government surveillance over a reporter was unprecedented. Agents monitored Rosen's movements in and out of the State Department. They searched his personal emails and combed through his cell phone records.
Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. And then they say, if we deem someone's connected to a foreign group in any way, we will do anything we need, including suing them, shutting them down, organizing fake news against them, censoring them, you name it. So they legalized having the CIA involved to take over media 7 years ago. Then they start putting out the propaganda. Then they hire bots in Russia that are just internet firms anybody can hire.
We all
know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's January 14th, 2019, on this Monday Global Edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And it's been said by many a historian and many a statesman that those that do not know history are doomed in a big way to repeat it. And that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Now, when you study history, whether it's the ancient Asians or the ancient Africans or ancient Europeans or ancient Mesoamericans, every culture that got to be between 500 and 1,000 years old started sacrificing all of the biggest, smartest, strongest men. That's why they've dug up skeletons that are 15,000 years old in Mesoamerica, in Mexico, in Guatemala, in those areas in southern North America and in Central America, down to Peru. They've dug up skeletons, and the average height 15,000 years ago was about 6 feet tall. The average male there now is about 5'4". And you know what's funny? See, you think of humans getting bigger only since our diets got better in the last 1,000 years. But before that, we were bigger and stronger. On average, a farm boy from Africa or from England was twice as strong as a man today. That's mainstream news, mainstream science. But you see, humans practice something that lions and tigers and bears, oh my, practice. And that's the killing of male offspring that appear to be larger, smarter, and more aggressive. And that's what's going on. Remember in the old Egyptian hieroglyphs, but it's also in the old Jewish text, that just like you see in the movie Ten Commandments, Pharaoh ordered every decade or so that every new child born that year that was a boy, every firstborn, that's ones they really worry about because every astronaut was a firstborn, always have higher IQs, it's just something genetic gets passed on, they're not sure, it's kind of race consciousness memory. Every firstborn had to be killed, and so Moses got put in the basket and went down. Now, you can argue about the whole story itself, but the point is that went on in history. So, let's fast forward. The Romans did it a little different. And so did Attila the Hun. And so did the Mongols. They killed every single person. The Mongols and Huns did. Men, women, children. The Romans would just kill the men down to age 10, 11, 12, 13. Because they knew the men would resist. So when you see the American Psychological Association last week saying men are inherently bad, masculinity is bad, when you see all of this, traditional masculinity deemed harmful by American Psychological Association, and then P&G, Procter & Gamble, challenges men to shave their toxic masculinity in Gillette ad, saying your facial hair is evil, and then showing men being bullies. Leftist French news calls for heterosexuality to be banned. It's already being taught on universities. Leftist groups celebrate the plunge in white fertility, saying being white is inherently bad. So I'm going to air this ad. For radio listeners, I'll start and stop it and narrate it, telling what's happening. But it shows masculinity and being strong as a trait of being a bully, of beating people up, and man-shaming men just for who we are, as if women don't do things, and as if we inherently should hate our species. You see it all. Let's depopulate the earth. It's a good thing fertility's down. That was in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. That humans are inherently bad. So to teach that, though, if they pick us off, let's say the men, then the heterosexuals, everybody with facial hair, other men have got to step in and, hey, fight with each other. But then the big men shipping in enslaved women on the border, they have the left bringing them things to aid them. Or if it's, you know, radical Islam and the feminists all love it and open the borders up for them. Oh, you're just cutting women's genitals off and you know, putting them into sex slavery and doing all that. But it's okay. We're allied with you. We're just worried about mainly Western men and bullying them into submission. So they're not masculine. So you can take over in this larger globalist plan. Then they'll get the Muslims next. So let's go to the Procter & Gamble piece here, ladies and gentlemen, which is the old, same old ritual of saying your best men are bad and then projecting onto folks that they're bullies. So here is the beginning of it.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against
sexual
harassment.
Toxic
masculinity.
It pauses. Bullying. Masculinity. Bad problem. So men are seeing it in the front of the newspaper and they're hearing it on the news and everywhere. Husbands say, my son is too aggressive and likes to play war. I'm going to teach him to wear a dress. That's in the news. And see, the men are feeling sorry for themselves and learning to be victims now of their own masculinity. And So that's how it begins. Here it is.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get?
Pause again. Oh my gosh. The man shaves. The woman's kissing him. They're having a life together. He's handsome. It's bad. Even Gillette's bad. And here's the young boys running through the movie projector of Gillette. Oh, we're going to put a dress on you. Let's go back to it. Continue.
Is it?
Pause. Oh my gosh, they're calling some boy a freak. Some boy, we don't know why he's liberal. The right wingers are bullying us when the left is the bully. Continue.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
All right, pause again. Oh, the Young Turks are going to teach us, funded by Gulf War dictator states, where they chop men's heads off that are gay, where women that drive, period, can be put in prison or killed. And now we're going to hear from the Young Turks, named after a genocidal group that killed Christians. We're now going to learn from the Young Turks about how bad men are. This is the woman that says fat shaming's wrong, but called me a fat effer over and over again. So see, this is the total hypocrisy, total fraud, total lies of these people. We're just going through it. Continue.
And sexual harassment.
And there will be no going back.
And pause again. So the mainstream media told you how men are bad, told you we're going to end the family. And so things changed. Things changed, and there's no going back. And now you're going to look in the mirror like a zombie, and they're going to tell you how to behave. This is mass brainwashing. Continue.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are.
Hit pause. So the Black Knight tells the person that's a little less black, but you know, like white guys are bad, who you saw a hot girl go by, don't go talk to her. Free association isn't allowed. You don't talk to women, buddy. Talking to them's bad. But if we want to put a 10-year-old drag kid who's autistic up on a stage dancing at a gay strip club with money getting thrown at him talking about ketamine, baby, it's okay. Continue.
In ways big.
Yo, men, for everyone.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
Hit pause again. We're going to come back and finish this and go to our next guest. But we're going to back it up some. You know the government on purpose paid black women not to have men in the house for the last 50, 60 years to destroy their families. So they're just going for broke now, and they have the nerve to show a black man with his daughter in this like the government and the media care about the black man.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
A dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have seen the total declaration of war against the species, against women, against children, against men and women having relationships. Colleges have taught for years that all sex between a man and a woman is abuse. Traditionally masculine, deemed harmful by the American Psychological Association. Procter & Gamble comes out with Gillette ads saying that every form of masculinity is evil, including a woman walking down the street who's attractive, and a guy wants to talk to her. Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I'd like to meet. And another guy steps in front and says, whoa, you don't do that, not cool, not cool. Physical contact, that's illegal. Basically assault somebody so they don't do this. And then it goes into no more, we're not putting up with it. This is the same government that literally is working to break up our families, that paid inner city Black women particularly not to have men in the house. LBJ's plan to break up their families and make them poor so he'd have, quote, the N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. These are real quotes. This is the diabolical bring America against itself, man against woman, on and on and on. Woman against man, black against white, pure evil. Then we're going to go to our next guest. But this is the declaration of war by the biggest corporations, by the American Psychological Association, by the French media saying heterosexuality is bad, period. And that's what this ad says right here, right where we left off. Here it is.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men.
And small.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay? Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
No, he won't be a man. He'll be a cuck of the state. 1 in 35,000 boys had autism 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 28 in places like South Korea. Here it's 1 in 58. Boys aren't graduating college. There's a total war on men. 65% of college graduates are now women. And it's being done to remove men from the equation, just like the Romans would do when they would capture a country. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's pure evil. And we need to stand against this attempted takeover. Now, our next guest is with blackwomenwalk.us. Aisha Love is a founder of Black Women Walk, an organization dedicated to eliminating the stigma attached to the politics of African-American women. Black women are at the point of extreme frustration with the left's political agenda. However, many of the women are too polarized by fear to do anything about the frustration. Aisha's call to action is that it ends right here, right now, today. Black women are not walking away from the left. The left has walked away from them decades ago. It's time they stop monetizing the misery, which is what this ad was just doing, politicizing the poverty, and crushing the core values. The only way to stop it is to walk into the polls, lift the labels, and vote the values you believe in. The narrative that a vote from the right is a vote for racism and is propaganda being pushed by the mainstream media. The mainstream media needs, well, I love this writing, this truth, the African-American mother to believe this propaganda for the Democratic Party to survive, the party of the KKK would add. There is a simple reality. The loss of the middle-aged African-American female vote will be the demise of the Democratic Party. Let's mobilize and take our nation back. Their slogan is, when black women walk, things change. United, we simply need to take the first step. I'm aware of her great work, blackwomenwalk.us, and we really appreciate her joining us. God bless you and the gentleman you're with. And I know I got you on a little bit late, so you're going to have the floor for the rest of the hour to really lay out your message and what you're doing. I know you're going to have a big march coming up as well about how dangerous the border is. 80% of the women coming through are getting raped. Not here, but there. But that's our fault. I mean, and the Nancy Pelosi won't meet with people who've had their families killed by illegal aliens. This is just insane.
So, Alex, like you said, I did start a grassroots initiative called Black Women Walk. And like you said, it's honestly aimed at encouraging African-American women to vote their values. I personally feel as though if we vote our values, then a vote will vote right. A vote for your values is a right vote. It'll be a vote for the right. Just need to have those conversations. But in doing that, I found that beyond, like, I'm passionate about abortion. I'm passionate about education. I'm passionate about healthcare. And then I obviously, like everyone else, my eyes grew straight to the border. And I ended up partnering with a different organization, and we got a donor. We took a bunch of moms down to the border to get a humanitarian aspect of what the border looked like, to see what it was like for the moms that actually lived down there. And what I saw, it cut me to the core. I met a mom who needed to cut her grass using an automatic rifle because one day she found five illegals in her bushes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We were standing outside of a school and we were barely there 30 minutes before two illegals came out of the bushes and tried to mix and blend in with our group. I talked to a mom who said that if she goes to the grocery store and she comes back home, she has to leave her kids in a running vehicle, take a shotgun out of her trunk and sweep her house SWAT style. We found what appeared to be a rape scene. There were ripped underwear. There were shoes. There was a wallet. There were dry goods. There were broken bottles of alcohol. And I began to realize that maybe the voice that God had given me needed to be used for this initiative as well. And I didn't really know what I could do because, again, I'm just a mom. You know, when you go to my website, it says I'm just a mom. I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. I let the rain wash it. I'm literally nobody, but I know that I needed to do something. And I ended up connecting with these guys over at the American Border Foundation, fundawall.com, and we decided to create a coalition and work together to attempt to help bring more attention to the issues at the border. You know, right now.
Well, I got to say this. I mean, you're saying you're nobody. You're better spoken than I am, and I'm supposedly a professional. Everything you're saying is pure truth. I know about organization that Ryan is one of the directors of. We're very honored to have him. We'll introduce him fully when we come back. But I was just talking about this Gillette ad saying a man talking to a woman is bad. But if you rape 80% of them, it's okay. I'd like to see Gillette run ads saying that in Latin America, and I'm not saying everybody's bad down there either, that you shouldn't have it in a culture that you can rape women. I mean, why aren't we hearing the left decry that? No, because they want those women coming up through there.
Right. They do. And the thing about it, I've spoken to moms on the other side of the border, and they also want border security. And you have to think about it. Think about the scene that I just laid out that we saw. I can only imagine that there's a mom somewhere who packed her daughter up and sent her to the country with someone, maybe to meet with family, maybe to pursue a career in modeling. They used that a lot. They packed food that they cared about as a gift, probably. And they're sitting somewhere waiting for a phone call. Her daughter never made it any further than that ravine. This is about people. Congress is choosing to pay political chicken with the safety and peace of mind of moms everywhere.
Stay there. We're going to come right back. Aisha Love, blackwomenwalk.us. And we're talking about the great organizations that are out there, fundthewall.com. We've got one of their directors here with us right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side of this break and spread the links.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ryan Boise, American Border Foundation, fundthewall.com, managing director, joins us, and he's working with Aisha Love, who knocks the nail straight into the board. Almost everybody I know who isn't going to college being brainwashed, who's Hispanic, wants the border wall built, knows Mexico's a collapsed state. They want Mexico to do good. They want Guatemala to do good. But they know. I go get my hair cut at a haircutting place. They do a great job, and they're quick. It's mainly Hispanic and black, but I'd say mainly Hispanic. There's a couple of white guys in there. But I go there because my grandfather used to go there in the same neighborhood in far south Austin, because he lived, pretty close over there. And that's all I ever hear is just common sense stuff. They're not even watching Fox News in there or CNN. They're watching sports. They just hear about it from people and know who I am, and it's common sense to them. You got collapsed countries down there. You need to have a control the border. This is not hard to understand, that you've got Nancy Pelosi behind walls and Congress behind walls and all these armed guards. But then, I mean, I can barely afford security here. And we're a pretty good sized company, pretty big operation. I couldn't imagine the average person in D.C. or someplace where you can't even have a gun to protect yourself. And now they passed zoning in Austin, where I bought a condo next to my parents' house a few years ago for my kids down the road. If they ever go to college or something, it's a little bitty condo. But I learned that they wouldn't let, under the rules in Austin, anyone build fences anymore or gates. And, you know, my parents do not live in the, let's just say, most fancy pants part of town because my dad was able to get a whole bunch of land 20 years ago for nothing, and he's got a whole compound. But at the same time, it's not the fanciest part of town. And I'm digressing. We're going back to Aisha and others. It's just that we have a right to defend ourselves. And when 80% of the women, according to Amnesty International, are getting raped on their way up here, and you've got all this happening, it's crazy to sit there and try to demonize it when you've got illegal aliens committing double the amount of crime than U.S. citizens. And it doesn't mean everybody coming up here is a bad person, but they're all breaking the law to get here. So, Aisha Love, you're about to march down there to the border. You've been down to the border. You're working with Ryan at fundthewall.com that I just see their work everywhere, managing director. Let's talk to Ryan a little bit and then go back to you and just talk about where you see this going. So thanks for joining us too, Ryan.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. My name is Ryan Bosey. I'm one of the co-founders and managing directors of the American Border Foundation and fundthewall.com. The reason why we started this up is to start this up a few years ago. Is to ultimately have operational control over both of our borders at the end of the day. I've actually made it down last year, down to the wall, before Trump went down to the wall down there. And I actually saw what was really going on as well, down there and the problems that at bay, that we have. I've actually seen people trying to get over and crossing over into the United States while this was actually happening as well. And, you know, it's a very big eye opener. At the end of the day, America needs to understand as far as what's really going on down the border. And it's about having operational control and building this wall to keep people, in this country safe.
And so basically, I know you were mentioning the event that we're having this week in DC. So we're not actually doing a march just yet. We are doing a march in March, a rally. But what we're doing this particular Thursday is we are actually having a press conference, and that press conference is going to be to kick off a bunch of events that we're doing to bring attention to this border issue. And we've got a ton of guys who I absolutely admire and respect, fellow patriots who are all going to come in. We've got Brandon Tatum from Turning Point. We've got David J. Harris Jr. We've got Lucretia Hughes from the NRA. We've got Ben Burkham from Frontline America. We've got Sadeem. Sadeem's going to come. The Sheriff Foundation.
Sheriff Hodgkins
is going to come. Who am I leaving out? And a slew of others. And we're having a press conference at the National Press Club from 1 to 3 on Thursday in D.C. to kick off and to actually announce a huge project that we're working on to bring attention to this border. We were actually also blessed. We're going to have two moms from McAllen, Texas, that we met when we went down to the border the first time. We're going to come up and tell the public this is what we're dealing with, and this is why we want the wall. And these moms are actual legal immigrants. They want the wall too. And so I'm extremely excited about that. We've got that going on Thursday. And then, as you know, we have a huge project coming on. We're not quite ready to announce right now. We should be able to announce it on Thursday. We definitely can announce our relationship with Joe Biggs. You know, Joe tweeted, let's have a big party at the border. And we decided that we are. So in March, we're going to have a rally, and we're going to bring America down there, and we're going to have a rally at the border and demand border security. It's bigger than a wall. It's about securing the lives and the safety and the peace of mind of American citizens.
And by the way, Aisha, we're going to have reporters there if we're able to. We have enough. We're very understaffed, but we've been there several times just last year. It is so crazy when you get there and you see how the crime and the drugs being brought across right in front of you many times, and the mainstream media says nothing's going on. And the even scarier part is our reporters have gone down there repeatedly. Antifa comes up and threatens them to get out of there. So where are the average citizens? Well, you're doing it, Aisha. You're doing it, Ryan Boise.
You know, I did an interview and I said this, and the thing about it, sometimes you have to just make things pretty simple. If somebody came in a bank and they broke into the bank at 3 o'clock in the morning through the back door, the banker's not going to come in the morning, thank him, give him a hug, give him $500 and help him open a bank account. He's going to be prosecuted for breaking the law. Why are we rewarding people for breaking into our country? And it's really just that simple. We want you here. America is an amazing place, but come in the right way. Come in through the front door. Do not sit here and cause upset and havoc in the lives of taxpaying American citizens. I spoke to a mom who said she had to shut her pool down because they were using her pool as a bathtub. These people are being held hostage by an element that we can control. They paid their taxes, they came here legally, and they just want to live in peace. Why are we playing with the peace of mind and safety of these people? This is absolutely not right. This is affecting America. Oh my gosh, my good friend, Eric Bowling, whose son passed away because of the drug epidemic. You know, one pill that was laced with fentanyl. This is absolutely ridiculous. My good friend Maria, whose son was killed by an illegal alien. These are deaths that can be prevented simply by securing our borders. This is absolutely positively ridiculous. And we need to find a wall, period, point blank. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. You need to realize that this is about protecting the lives of American citizens.
Well, absolutely, Aisha. I mean, we have all these videos with all these citizen groups from Arizona to Texas to California with armed men on horseback bringing in thousands a day. Border Patrol only catches 40%. Shootouts, people being killed 50 miles into Arizona, signs saying don't go in these areas, it's too dangerous. Skeletons, mass graves found everywhere. 200,000 dead in Mexico, 80% of the women raped. And then I know the Texas ranchers and farmers, almost all of them, by the way, are Hispanic, in southern Arizona and in Texas and New Mexico, and almost all say, of course we want a wall. There's people, like you said, breaking in our houses, burning our houses down, stealing everything. No one can have a swimming pool because people crap in them and bathe in them. I mean, it is just, Latin America is imploding, and the most desperate are the ones that are coming with diseases and everything else exploding. And then they'll get kids, not vet them, give them to groups that end up selling them into sex slavery. Even the Washington Post had to admit that. Senate report. And then they don't even test them for TB or anything and put them in classes next to kids. And then TB in Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona is exploding.
Yeah. You're 100% right. And I'm going to start crying, and I'm trying.
Actually, stay there. We're going to come back with both of you. You are on fire. Aisha Love, go visit her site, join her. We're going to be with her. Regardless, we're trying to hire more reporters. They're all great. We're overwhelmed here. Blackwomenwalk.us. You got to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're also talking about fundthewall.com with the director of that. Stay with us. Infowars.com, newswars.com. Without you spreading our links, we'll be shut down. You must spread our links or word of mouth or we'll be shut down. Please don't forget that. Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
Peter Schiff of Euro Pacific Capital is a smart cookie. He's been making a lot of predictions that have been coming true about the economy and more. He's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up to take a few of his calls as well. We're going to finish up with our also very informative guest, Aisha Love and Ryan Boise. But I wanted to point out we have articles on InfoWars.com dealing with the fact that Procter & Gamble's running Gillette ads saying, being masculine's bad, right along with the American Psychological Association. They're equating it with being bad. Go to the YouTube, please, for TV viewers. Because when you go to the actual YouTube comments, let's scroll down. We see Paul Watson. A society that emasculates its men will quickly be replaced by one that doesn't, which this should be an ad about Islam. Please quit cutting your women's genitals off and throwing gays off buildings and not letting women drive cars. But no, don't do that. You have the Young Turks that promotes that, funded by Gulf dictatorships, actually defending it. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling down. So there's a bunch of these. People say, look, those are responses to Paul. It's not that. You need to, I'll do a whole piece on it later. Tell you what, print me the first 100 comments, and I'll cover it next hour, because I wanted to show their actual comments. Yes. Why do you folks think I'm going to buy your products now? Great way to insult your audience. And it just goes on from there, pointing out that Gillette is the enemy. And it's women saying it, it's men saying it, but everything, every TV show, every ad, everything is blacks and whites fighting with each other, men and women fighting with each other, the family's bad, men are bad. They're taking down Martin Luther King sculptures at major universities because he talked about men and women and children of every color and race together, but didn't mention LGBT because it wasn't a term then. It's all about just a total societal takeover. And Aisha Love, I know I'm digressing from the big march you guys are having at the border coming up in March. Black women walk.us. And of course, you've got also American Border Patrol, American Border Foundation with fundthewall.com, managing director Ryan Boise. But overall, all of this is intertwined. What is your view on this total attempt to divide and conquer everybody?
You mean as far as dividing the left and the right, or the division?
Men and women, it's just divide everything. It's just everything you turn on is just, we're all killing each other, and it's not true.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think, Alex, you know my views. I mean, I stood on stage and I screamed out how radical feminism doesn't represent my values. The current day radical feminism is disgusting. You've got women running around free bleeding and not shaving. And the reality of the situation is I feel like that, there's been an attack on us as a people. And you can't even look up and figure out who's a man and who's a woman anymore. And I don't feel as though that emasculating men is where we need to go. The left has spent maybe, 10 years trying to rip and destroy our men. You can look at Kavanaugh. You can look at the ad that you just posted. But you can look at the things that I met with Dr. Pat Fagan and we talked about this. You can look at the things that he said about it. And even back in the 1800s, they said that the way to destroy the American patriot is to destroy the foundation of the American family. And how do you do that? You destroy the man who's supposed to be there holding up the family. By emasculating our men, you essentially destroy the American family, and then you essentially destroy the patriot, and then you essentially destroy America. It's part of a bigger picture. And I truly do believe that you can't just look at this one ad or look at the pink vagina hat marches or look at the attack on Kavanaugh as separate events. It's a battle. It's a war. It's a plan to actually attack the moral fiber of our nation. And we have to speak up about it. That's why I love you, because you have no problem with saying the things that people don't want to be said.
Well, Isha, we love you, and I'm familiar with your work, but I want to get you on all the time because you say it better than I can say it. Ryan, she's pretty amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, yes, she is. I am happy, and the American Border Foundation is very happy to be working with Aisha. She has been very great as far as setting up different events and being a spokesperson for this organization as well. Our organization is fundthewall.com. fundthewall.com is the website. American Border Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, tax deductible donations, and it's going directly towards DHS and border security. We want to make sure that this wall is built. It's getting specifically earmarked for the wall itself. We want to make sure the fact that the American people understand.
No, that's good. And documenting this is key, because you go down there and where are the patriots? It's all a bunch of leftists. Have you seen all the videos of leftists bringing food and water to the coyotes with guns, who are actually, in many cases, have enslaved women and children with them?
Alex, you know what? Have you had Ben on your show? So my good friend Ben Burkham did a huge, a nice documentary he did, where he actually has footage of them dropping off water and aiding and abetting these criminals. Ben's going to be at our press conference. If you haven't had him on your show, please have Ben on your show so he can talk to you about that.
You know, it's funny you're saying that. I was talking to him this morning, so we must have hit the zeitgeist. I was planning to announce today that we're going to do a special broadcast. In the next few days, we're going to air his whole documentary here.
Oh my gosh, look at him. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh my God, this guy is on fire. I watched 30 minutes of it this morning, and I was late to work because of it.
I know. I love Ben. I'm so glad that you guys connected with him. And you're going to have reporters there. He'll be in D.C. with us. So Wednesday night, we're doing a meet and greet at the Trump Hotel. Anyone can come out and talk to all of the speakers that are going to be at our press conference. Please have someone come there and talk to Ben. And again, Ben will be at the press conference. I believe he'll be in town until Sunday. But if I can go rogue just a little bit, I want to talk real quick about the American Border Foundation and fundthewall.com and kind of touch on this whole GoFundMe thing. I know we don't have much time in this segment, but these guys, they're not going to say it. And obviously you realize I have a big mouth, so I'll just say whatever I feel like saying. These guys have people coming to them to get refunds because the fact that this GoFundMe account imploded. And it absolutely has nothing to do with them. These guys are the only organization that can
take care of them. Oh, I was about to ask that. We noticed 20 million gets given to GoFundMe, and then now we're not sure exactly why it's getting refunded. And then now people think, oh, all the different border groups aren't doing something. You're doing a lot. So right. What happened with that?
So first of all, these guys are the only organization that can take your tax deductible donation to put towards funding the wall. And you can tell them how you're different from
them. Do this, woman. We got to go to break in a moment, and I got to plug too because we won't be here, and I'm not been doing a good job. But we're going to come back. We'll do 5 minutes on how we support you guys and we get involved in the march, and because I got to make an announcement right here. We'll come right back to you in just a few minutes. We'll do five more. I said, covering Trump's speech the other night, we've got to get to D.C., and we said, let's just go next Wednesday. And I've told Stuart Rhodes and folks, 2 days later, I remembered I have a family court issue. Everybody knows they've got me in court constantly with all these fake lawsuits and the Democrats funding all sorts of stuff. So I can't come that day. I've already been to D.C. twice in the last 4 months. I'm going to be going again very soon. I might even be able to go Friday to D.C. because I want to get there. I want to be involved. There's a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to start being on the street more. I'm going to start being out there more because they're trying to ban me in cyberspace. So what she's talking about is hardcore serious. If folks don't understand that without your support, without you spreading the word about Infowars.com, Newswars.com, FundTheWall.com, BlackWomenWalk.us, we won't be here. If you don't tell folks about local radio stations and TV stations that pick us up, or tell local stations if we're not on a station to pick us up, we won't be here. So I've pledged that I'll plug at least once an hour no matter what's going on, because I have a tendency to go whole shows and not plug. And the first, 15 days, 14 days of the year, Infowars is not doing too hot right now because I've not been plugging. So we've got the new Alexandra Cortez shirt where she's always praising Venezuela. Well, she wanted to have Trump Jr. arrested, remember, for saying that capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. We've got Alexandra Cortez as a dog. It's meant to trigger the establishment. It's got an American flag on the right shoulder with Infowars.com. This is an American classic. And I want to sell out of these quickly. We're going to have different editions. I'm going to do 10 different editions, limited. There's only 2,000 of these shirts. And that's how we fund our operation, Infowarsstore.com. Also, it's the new year. So we have three great things for stamina, libido, weight loss, energy, overall health. The ultimate turmeric formula, bodies, 95% curcuminoids. We have Supermel Vitality, for Female Vitality, which we're not discontinuing it because it wasn't our best seller. It's been that. It's hard to get it wildcrafted. It's gotten too expensive to produce. So I discontinued it. Suddenly I heard I could get it for less. We're going to see what's going to happen. The point is, it's available, Infowarsstore.com and X3. All three iodines together, stabilized by vitamin C in organic glycerin. Even better than X2. Available all 50% off at Infowarsstore.com. Stay with us. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at Infowarsstore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Aisha Love and Ryan Boise are two awesome Americans getting marches together to go down and defend the border. They're already all over TV, all over radio, fighting to secure our border constantly. They've already done missions down there and so many great things. Get into what really happened with this GoFundMe and this veteran doing it, and then GoFundMe gave the money back. That's not you guys. That's separate. Now is the time to defend the border. Now is the time to show up down there. Now is the time to be involved with you guys and go to the border, or if not, help you out. So both of you split up the next 5 minutes about what people need to know.
Okay. So what I'd like to let people know, first of all, like I said earlier, the American Border Foundation, you guys have been,
started a little over 2 years ago.
So this is an organization that's been around for over 2 years. It's a nonprofit organization. So, and right now, as we're talking officially today, it is the only organization that can take your tax deductible donation for the purpose of the wall. What's been happening with these guys is since the GoFundMe thing happened, these guys are getting emails and text messages and inundated with phone calls requesting a refund for their donation. We don't have any intimate knowledge of what's going on over there with that organization. However, what we do know is we need the public to know that we're not the same organization. Your money is being used properly when you donate it here, so that these guys don't have to consistently have the conversation and deal with the fallout. I mean, everyone knew it was going to implode. We didn't realize that when it did implode, that these guys would have to deal with the fallout of that crap. Because they're a valid organization, so that when you go and you Google, you end up talking to them. And I'll let Ryan talk to you a little bit more about how you guys can help support fundthewall.com. We definitely want you guys to log in and see the huge project that we're working on that we're going to announce on Thursday. And you can also support us through fundthewall.com right now as well.
Go ahead. So you can go to our website, fundthewall.com. We have merchandise on there that you can buy to also support us as well. At the bottom of the page. We are a nonprofit, as Aisha said. We have set this thing up to the fact that it's a tax-deductible donation that's going for border security and the wall, specifically earmarked through DHS for the wall. And we are not the GoFundMe guy. We set this thing up to the fact that we actually said previously that GoFundMes don't work, and list the reasons why that they do not work. And part of the reason is GoFundMe's,
the biggest reason why GoFundMe won't work for a nonprofit is because someone has to receive the money and pay income taxes on it. I see that we only have a minute and a half left. I know that you guys are planning on having us back. Maybe you could just do a whole segment about why the GoFundMe doesn't work. You guys meet us at the Trump Hotel if you're in D.C. We'll be there Wednesday. Again, we'll be doing a meet and greet with all of the people that are speaking at our press conference. We'll be there from 7 until 10 officially. And then on Thursday, we'll be at the National Press Club. We'll be streaming it live from all of our websites on Twitter, on Black Women Walk One. These guys are, what's your Twitter handle?
Fund That Wall on Twitter, Fund the Wall on Facebook, and Instagram, on the Wall.
Well, bottom line, I want to invite you back. And Ryan, Bossy, you're welcome back, especially when you're down at the border. Great. But I got to tell you, Aisha's really welcome back. We have so many great guests on. So you guys, please remind us when you got stuff going on. Contact the producer. We love what you're doing. And just keep it up, because this is an incredible time to be alive. And I kind of feel sorry for Trump. How he's so surrounded, so lied about, and how many promises he's fulfilled. He's fighting hard to fulfill the others. And I don't think enough conservatives and Christians and just people that want to have a good life are supporting him enough. You know, he hadn't got any credit for trying to fix the criminal justice reform. He hadn't got the credit for the best black unemployment ever. In fact, all he's gotten is a bunch of hate. So thank you so much for what you're doing, standing with the president.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. I love my president.
Love our president. And together we can get this wall funded. And I'm going to keep America safe again.
You guys are awesome. And please remember, listeners, that goes for us. We got the globalists coming down on us hard. And without your support, we will not be here. We're going to win with your support, but it takes a ton of money to do it. InfoWarsStore.com. Buy some products.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital is going to be joining us. You know, the Federal Reserve choked a few weeks ago and didn't raise interest rates as they said they would. As Trump took him to the tool shed, took him to the barn for a spanking. We're going to get more of Schiff's predictions as soon as we get him on the Skype line here in a moment. Obviously, you've noticed if you're a listener, the last 14 days I've hardly plugged on air. I've been so focused on news and information that I've not been up here trying to get listeners to go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that put us way in the rears for what we were already planning for the year. I need to expand. I need to hire more reporters. I need to not just keep at the same level we're at. We need to fight these fake George Soros-funded lawsuits, many of which we've won. All the victories we have, you don't see in the news. The few defeats, you do. That's meant to demoralize you. But when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you change the world. And we have new big specials this year that are great for the new year, for stamina, libido, energy. X3, learn about the iodine conspiracy. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. Learn what it does. It's incredible. Ours is the strongest, best on the market, and half the price of leading competitors. Super Male Vitality, it's our best-selling product overall, neck and neck with Brain Force. They both are neck and neck. But it's one of our biggest profit centers. But it's wildcrafted. It takes a long time to make, like wine. It's all cold-pressed herbs for stamina, libido, energy, you name it. And we just can't ever get it. So I told the maker of it, we're done in Idaho. And we're working on it coming back in 6 months, a year maybe. But this is the last run, it appears, of Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. 50% off your chance to try it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. 4,000 plus reviews, 4.8. My eyes aren't what they used to. Is that 4.8 or 4.6? 4.6, 91% reviews at InfoWarsStore.com by a third party. Power reviews. And look. The Washington Post makes fun of me and says I sell, quote, boner pills. Well, boner pills wouldn't be one of the biggest sellers on the planet if they didn't work. And we go out with God's nature and we get what is the best known formulas, the best top formulas, and private label them, or we go out and find the best formulas and make them better that are safe and good and that you'll want to buy again and again. And it's incredible how Jeff Bezos is worth $140-something billion, the biggest seller in the world of supplements, and his own Washington Post and others attack us for selling supplements, which is just crazy. They even attack us for selling organic shampoo. Like, we're not supposed to sell something. Like, it's bad, we're selling something. This broadcast in some years has brought in more money than Rush Limbaugh does. And I'm not knocking Rush Limbaugh, but we put it back into crews and cameras and TV and satellites and bandwidth. I pay millions and millions and millions of dollars a quarter just for bandwidth infrastructure alone. People say, why didn't somebody build a TV network or a radio network and fight back? Folks, we're doing it, and we're under unmitigated, unadulterated attack that is absolutely intensifying. But the good news is, despite all these attacks, we're making it through it. They don't want us here with the big events of taking Trump out, the big events of starting new wars. They don't want any speech when they make their move. They have NewsGuard in 3 months. It's going to start being a plug-in on all major platforms, your phones, your everything, where you can't get away from it, and they're in your phone watching you. Third-party groups have a backdoor into your phone, and they're giving you messages. They're telling you what you can visit, what you can't visit. This is beyond what the communist Chinese are already doing, and they're just doing it with a name like NewsGuard. See, it blew up in their face having the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters all running this. People are like, you've got Schnopes, a weirdo lady and her husband and the cat, and then a topless dancer running it, which is fine. It's like, you know, three people or whatever and a cat, and they're God, and they tell you what's true and what isn't. So now they have a thing called NewsGuard that's the interface where all these minder groups get their own interface to the plug-in, and then they are in your phone. They are in what you're watching and doing. They're getting all your data. Think how much trouble Facebook's in for giving third-party sites access to user data through plugins. That's this on PCP, on steroids. But why is it allowed? Facebook didn't play ball and let Soros fully take it over. So he did a pump and dump over the year and is trying to take Facebook down right now so it'll be his. That's all that's happening is a corporate takeover. Google, Apple are all far worse. When Apple says what happens at Apple stays at Apple. What happens on your phone stays on your phone. No, it doesn't. When you go to Las Vegas, you're the most under surveillance. And then it's all sold off to the highest bidders and put in databases, which hooker you had sex with, what you did. It's all hell. In Godfather 2, written on true stories, the names are changed. They kill a hooker in there with the senator to set him up. That's Vegas, baby. That's Reno, Nevada. That's how this, quit being so naive, ladies and gentlemen. What happens in Vegas goes everywhere. What happens on your iPhone goes everywhere. What happens on your Android goes everywhere. And stop being naive about how they compromise folks. We have Peter Schiff's having audio issues, so the prime directive within 2 minutes of an audio Skype problem is to go, in case something happens to me, just remember this, Skype with phone audio. And they're just there, prettier than peaches for everybody. But that's fine. We'll go to him after the break. No rush. I'm happy to talk. So, again, I've kind of been lackadaisical because we had our biggest sales ever, 50 to 75% off, free shipping store-wide. We sold stuff. Most of it was lost leaders, but we had year-end taxes on inventory, so I did it. Well, the old accountants looked at it, and they said, yeah, a $3 million number looks real big for the months of October, November, December. But when you look at you made 10% on that, that's not enough to run things. So, Alex, you've got to raise prices. People like 20, 30% off. They already know your products are good. And I don't have marketers. I don't do marketing. I just kind of do things the way I do it, have the best product. People like seeing the price lowered, so we do it massively. It's a good deal at the price you get it. Then we lower it massively, and people buy it. But I've just been doing too good a job at that. You've done a great job. You got every order got a free T-shirt. That was like, yeah, we had record orders, okay? I think we had like double what we had last Christmas. But last Christmas brought in, obviously, the time of the year we go into the black, way more money. I had $1 million extra to play with for new projects and equipment. And that sounds like a lot. With bandwidth and crews and insurance and lawsuits, an extra $1 million, with a few million more to try to fund things is nothing, ladies and gentlemen. It's nothing. Medium-sized cities are all going bankrupt. Medium-sized cities' newspapers are going bankrupt because you'll have some newspaper with a circulation of, 300,000, 400,000, and it's costing them $50 million to run the thing. because of licensing and the rules and the, I mean, if you play by the rules in America, it's hard as hell to operate. You can be like illegal aliens, 15 to a house and have welfare and have a job. Then you wonder why the illegal aliens have new trucks or whatever. The point is we're doing our best job, our very best job to get this done. And here's an example. Super blue fluoride free toothpaste, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, concentrated with no fillers. My dad's a dentist. He designed it with one of the top organic toothpaste makers in the country. You know the name. We started mentioning it and they got a bunch of threats. So we stopped. Okay. We stopped. People that make this make something starting with a T of a state in Maine. But this is way better. There's no filler. It's like at its discount, it's regular discount, it's $11.20. The old toothpaste usually like $7-$8. Yeah, it's fillered crap. We usually sell it 50% off and it's, you know, like $8. We can't operate at that. Order it at $11.20 and help fund the operation. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off on your next order. 4.8 stars, 95% rating, the best toothpaste in the world. Sign up for auto ship. Help fund the operation. Thank you. Superblue, InfoWarsStore.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guess what you're looking at if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners will want to go to InfoWars.com right now. Live video, Will Johnson. United America First founder, InfoWars.com correspondent, is there in the Napa Valley at Nancy Pelosi's gated community. She has a fence outside, a fence inside. Illegal alien caravan arrives at Nancy Pelosi's house for sanctuary. That's right. An illegal alien caravan has actually showed up at the house, picked up as day laborers. They are now there on her property because what's the big deal with fences? They deserve to come on. And Nancy Pelosi is now going to establish, without her knowing, a illegal alien compound on her own property because countries don't deserve walls. Let's just give her credit. Laura Loomer has hired a group of illegal aliens at the local Home Depot, I'm not kidding, to lead them on to the property. We have live streams of this happening right now. And as soon as we can, we need to get Laura Loomer over. Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital will be joining us here in a moment. But this just so happened, started happening now. We heard some rumors of it, weren't sure about what was going to happen. She just said, stay tuned. Let's go back to Will Johnson. Here it is, live audio.
So for everyone... So let me say, for everyone who just joined us, if you hear two audio, you hear myself and you hear Ben Bergquam. You hear one in the right channel, one in the left channel. What you're seeing here is some illegals with Loomer have jumped the small wall here in Nancy Pelosi's, one of her many vineyards here, her mansion. And you can see right here. Here they are. And they're setting up sanctuary because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats said this is completely fine. This is what the people want. And they're saying this is what you should give the people.
And they have a big tent up. They're beginning a tent city. Illegal aliens have begun a tent city. Illegal alien day laborers have become a tent city. She actually hired really illegal aliens. And they're beginning a tent city. She hired them, brought them there to put up the tent at Nancy Pelosi's house. There in the Napa Valley, we'll give the address out. According to her, the whole country's open. Walls are immoral. MS-13 are God's children. And so officially Nancy Pelosi's home, her vineyard, there's a 10-foot gate around her house, only a 4-foot fence at the entrance. And you are there and you are welcome. Now, we don't want our InfoWars.com correspondent to trespass like illegal aliens. Laura Loomer is allowed to because she's helping them. Coyotes are the most honored group, according to the left. So she's acting as a smuggler, not seriously, to bring them on to illustrate this. But Will Johnson is not going on the property. But Will, or ask Will, or text Will, let's see if we can get Laura Loomer coming up after we talk to Peter Schiff to come over to the camera. But again, if you're a radio listener, there's a live video
feed.
They
actually found some illegals.
At InfoWars.com. Right on the front page, live video, illegal alien caravan arrives at Nancy Pelosi's compound or vineyard. Yeah, let's change it to vineyard or her house. It's her house for sanctuary. And they are establishing a tent city on her property. So while she's away in Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen, you don't see them organizing boats from the mainland Mexico to Hawaii, no. While she's away in Hawaii at her other mansion, one of her many mansions, they are there with their new tent city being set up on Nancy Pelosi's property. Hey, can we pull up the actual address for TV viewers and radio listeners of her Napa Valley home, Nancy Pelosi's Napa Valley mansion and vineyard address? They use the grapes to write off the price of the property because of agriculture exemptions. And again, this is just the front lawn. And just like J.K. Rowling said, Paul Watson's bad for saying don't have open borders. She has all these mansions in the U.K. and Europe. She won't take one illegal alien or one Islamic invader. Pelosi reportedly is saying, no, that's not the case. She said any walls are immoral, that's a quote, are bad. And so her house, just like she says, America is fully open and is now fully open to the general public. Let's go back to Will Johnson, Infowars.com correspondent, see what he's saying.
Yeah, we got a question. How many are coming? How many is the last caravan that we know of? 40,000? Can we fit 40,000 people here? We fit a lot. Cisse Puerta. Yes, we can. Cisse Puerta. We can fit 40,000 people here.
I'm going to text Laura myself right now. I'm telling her, please walk over to Will. And again, we're just...
Hashtag locks are for bigots is trending. Locks are for bigots.
We're just a ragtag group, you know.
Hashtag Laura Loomer. Guys, spread the word. Locks are for bigots.
Let's see, guys. Let's see if my friends are coming.
Again, I want to bring up Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital. This was going to happen last hour. Now it's happening this hour. But quite a lot going on. I think this is very illustrative of people that say they want totally open borders, open walls, no controls, but then certainly there's walls and armed guards at their house. Of course, I guess they're away with her in Hawaii right now. I wonder what she's going to do when she learns that Laura Loomer showed up with a van of illegal aliens to build a tent city on her property. What do you think's going to happen, Peter Schiff, when she discovers that?
Oh, I didn't realize you were asking me that question. You know, I don't know. I don't really care what she does on her own property. In fact, if there's going to be illegal aliens camping out, I just assume they stay at her house. You know, because the problem, I guess, with illegals is not the ones that are actually working, but the ones that are coming to be on welfare. You know, if Nancy wants to support them herself, well, that's fine with me. I just don't like it when she wants to support them. She wants to ask me to support them or other people to support them who might not want to.
Absolutely. We're going to break. We got a little bit late today on our end and on your end about your prediction about what happened to the economy coming true. Also the Fed backing down on Trump and so much more. And we'll continue to give people a look at what's happening. But if they want to go watch the live exclusive feed, the police haven't showed up yet, but I bet they're on their way. We have both live feeds from Laura Loomer and, of course, from Will Johnson, who's outside the property about 20, 30 yards away at Infowars.com/show. You obviously want to go to Infowars.com, the front page, get the live video. Illegal alien caravan arrives at Nancy Pelosi's house for sanctuary while she's away on vacation during the government shutdown, tent city being built on her property. That is literally happening. Live feed, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Please get the feed. Please get it out to everyone you know. Europac.com is Peter Schiff's site, billions under management, and of course, former chief advisor Ron Paul. We're going to break in a minute, but what else are you going to be breaking down on the other side, Peter?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting today, Janet Yellen, you know, former Fed chair, came out and said that she thinks that the rate hike that we had in December is probably the last rate hike of the cycle. And she's right, it is the last one. In fact, I predicted that it would be the last one before they made it. I said that if the Fed hiked rates in December, that it would be the last hike they would do, and that the next thing they would do is cut rates. And, you know, Yellen hasn't spoke about that, but I think the Fed is going to be back at zero very quickly. But not only that, I think they're going to have to relaunch quantitative easing. So they're going to abandon all this talk of quantitative tightening, and they're going to go back to quantitative easing. But the bubble is so much bigger now than it was in the past that they're going to have to do a much bigger amount of this stimulus to try to replace it. Of course, it's going to fail in a spectacular fashion. That's why I've been forecasting an inflationary depression, because that's what I think is going to be.
And you've been forecasting the Democrats come in massively in 2020, screw everything up even worse with the Alexander Cortez, Bernie Sanders wave, and then something else happens. We'll talk about that with Peter Schiff straight ahead. I'm with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. This is an action item, listeners. Live now at Infowars.com, an illegal alien caravan is on Pelosi's property building a tent city. See the video.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for?
The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I gotta say it. The demonized, the attacked, the hated by the globalists, the left, the Islamicists, the censors. Laura Loomer is on fire. And she exclusively, a little birdie told us about this event where she got a van of illegal aliens from the Home Depot to literally go to the vineyard. And she did all this like in the last 2 days. She went to the border first, drove up from like 2 a.m. in the night to the Martha's Vineyard. That's on the East Coast, vineyard area there. And she's now at her house, at her compound, setting up a big white tent that says immorality with images of men, women, and children killed by illegal aliens. This is Napa Valley. I'm teleprompter free. I kind of flip names around. And so as soon as she's done the next 20 minutes or so, we'll get a quick comment from her and see her in her hard hat there. I guess she's doing construction. We're about 20 minutes into this, and there's no police have shown up yet. And if they're smart, like they did when she chained herself to Twitter after she got banned for saying sexual mutilation of women under Islam is wrong. That's what she was banned for. Because a female congresswoman was defending it. They didn't arrest her, but it became a big national story. Well, this is incredibly illustrative because Pelosi has a 4-foot wall up front and a 10-foot wall that's even got spikes on the top. We have articles at Infowars.com showing all of that. So I want to go back to the economy of Peter Schiff, Europac.com. You're a big, I'd say, libertarian. I'm going to some of your latest predictions, what you say is coming next. But overall, this attack by the left on free speech, we can say these are their own companies. But even, you know, a major libertarian talk show host on Fox and others have pointed out it's concerted against a group of people, taking them off of complete platforms. And now the universities are doing it. And now they're bringing in NewsGuard that's going to, in live time, watch what's on your phone or computer and give you messages. So now there's a surveillance component to this. To me, this is beyond 1984.
Believe in free speech anymore. They want to direct speech. They want to control speech because you're not allowed to say something that somebody else may be offended by. But that's the whole purpose of free speech. I mean, tolerating speech that's not offensive is easy. Anybody can tolerate that. The whole purpose of free speech in the First Amendment is your right to be offensive. You have a right to say things that other people will be offended by. And the left is trying to change that. They want to whitewash everything, and they want to make sure that you can't say anything that somebody may be offended by. And, you know, and that is a very dangerous direction that we're headed in.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, they've admitted with me they're trying to have the opposite of New York versus Sullivan, where the left and these big universities are saying we're going to end free speech with Jones and these Sandy Hook suits. So they twist and lie about what I really said, edit it, then make my whole identity Sandy Hook when it's less than 0.1% of what I've covered. And I wasn't the first person to question some of the PR coming out. And then they brand that I made all my money on that when I literally lost money, you know, covering things like that. I cover things because I believe in them. You'd make a lot more money, I'm sure, if you went along with the establishment. So just this idea now that, well, my speech is like fire in a theater and I harass the families, which I didn't do. It's just crazy how I've been chosen as the test case to set this precedent, and these major universities, Peter, admit that.
Yeah, and then you have people like, you know, the congresswoman from New York, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, the stuff that she says, oh, everybody, the left loves that. But, you know, look at this. She's, you know, she's a socialist waitress that's now the face of the Democratic Party. And, you know, I believe in her right to say all the idiotic things that she's saying. It's just unfortunate that we now are in a democracy. That shows you why the founding fathers were so afraid of democracy, because that's the type of people that democracies elect. And, you know, we're in a lot of trouble as a result of that.
How does that tie in to the financial tyranny we're seeing? I mean, there's a lot of that going on. And big picture, what does that signify? These attacks on basic liberties and authoritarianism arising on so many fronts, what does that do to the markets?
Well, the markets are going to go down for other reasons, but because the decline in the market and this next recession, which will be worse than the one that we call the Great Recession, since it's going to be unfairly blamed on the free markets, on capitalism, on Trump, on tax cuts, and it's going to propel the socialists into power in 2021, they're going to be able to move forward with that type of agenda because they're going to be in a position of power, because they're going to play off of everybody's fears and everybody's anxieties. And they're going to hold themselves off as some type of panacea because they promise all sorts of free things, all kinds of something for nothing. And it's unfortunate. And that's why I said from the beginning that when Trump decided to embrace this bubble and pretend that the economy was booming, and it was his fault, I knew that that would ultimately be used against him and the rest of the country. He needed to level with the public about just how bad things were and how the only real way to make America great again was to deflate the bubbles and to allow the economy to restructure. And that would mean a more substantial recession immediately in order to fix the problems. But now we're just going to have an inflationary depression because we didn't fix the problems. We made the problems bigger, yet link them to the free market, enabling the socialists to claim to be the solution.
which is why they have all the idiot followers. Look at the rest of the world. You were talking about this probably a year ago. I saw you saying, look, a year and a half ago, you said, I like Trump on a lot of issues, but this is not going to work long term. The socialists are going to shoot to the head of the party long before Cortez was even nominated for the Democrats in New York. Now it's manifested. They admit the whole party's being pulled, not the socialists, but basically communist, insane field. And I'm just worried if they ever get in power, they won't leave power, because once they get in power, they always abolish any real elections. That's my concern.
Yeah, and it's always difficult. Look how hard it is to get rid of Obamacare. We couldn't even get rid of that, and that just happened. I mean, when government expands, even if you have some conservatives or Republicans who oppose it initially, once it becomes entrenched, they defend it. Look, I mean, all the Republicans now are defending Social Security. They're defending Medicare. They all rightly opposed it when these socialist programs were first enacted, during the New Deal and then during the Great Society. But once people are hooked on what they think is something for nothing, no politician is willing to take it away. And yeah, if we get the socialists in power and they manage to, retain power, they'll probably never surrender it unless it's through a violent revolution. So there's a lot that we have to be worried about with respect to what's happening right now. But the bigger issue is that, we pretended that we solved all the problems by simply cutting taxes, but allowing government to continue to expand unchecked, and we replaced taxes with debt and just made a bigger bubble. And now when that pops, right, what do the Republicans have left to offer? So the public is just going to grasp for whatever alternative the Democrats present, and that's socialism. That's where they're going. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, a mainstream Democrat is not going to win the Democratic nomination. It's going to be somebody from the far left. And because the country is going to be in shambles in 2020 when people go to the polls, that's who they're going to vote for. They're going to vote for whoever the Democrats put on the ticket.
Peter Schiff, continuing looking at this, when we come back from break, but a little bit now, we have a minute or so now. What does Trump need to do in your views? None of us deny he's a good guy. He's trying hard, surrounded by the swamp. What should he do now? On the economy, but in your view, also the fake FBI investigation. I mean, all these canards.
Look, he's got to come clean. I mean, that's, I always believe that the sooner you can start telling the truth, the better. And that's something that politicians never do. And, unfortunately, Trump became a politician once he became president. But, if he could think about, the country and posterity and not about the polls or reelection, because I don't think he's going to get reelected anyway. So he might as well. Go down swinging.
Well, you think go down swinging. Let's come back with that. Trump needs to go down swinging. Peter Schiff, smart guy. I hope he's wrong. Probably 70% chance he's right, which really makes me think America dropped the ball and all of us dropped the ball, and it just makes me sick. Europacific, Europac.com. We'll be back. As we go out to break in 20 seconds, let's check on Will Johnson at Nancy Pelosi's house where illegal aliens have taken over.
Open the government back up. The blood on these victims, they're on your hands, not on President Trump. Every single time an illegal kills someone in this country, an American citizen, that you supposedly took an oath to protect.
We'll be right back with Will Johnson from InfoWars. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together, we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s. Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
The most feared broadcast in the world by the globalists. The most demonized attack program. Why? Because we have a lot of great guests on. We don't shrink from the truth. Paul Watson just published an article on it. It's exclusively broken at InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to spread this because it's crazy. You know the cops are going to show up. They've been there about 30 minutes. Illegal alien caravan demands sanctuary at Nancy Pelosi's house. Lauren Loomer pulls stunt to draw attention to border hypocrisy. Article by Paul Joseph Watson right now. Our own Will Johnson's there reporting. Just a minute ago, he had a camera on Lauren Loomer. We'll go back to Peter Schiff. He's got huge economic news of Europac.com. You're going to find these folks anywhere else. Go back to him in a moment. But right now, let's go quickly to the live feed of Lauren Loomer.
Some would say they're more American than American.
Yeah, I feel like they're more American than us. I mean, honestly, I met these guys at the Home Depot, and you know, they're friends who I met down at the border in Otay Mesa put me in touch with them. And I feel like they're more American than me, Alex. I think that they might be more American than you, Alex. I don't know. What do you think, Alex?
Well, I missed the first part of what you said, Laura.
You know, it would be nice if we can get Alex on the phone.
Do you think? Yeah, let's get Alex on the phone.
You know, that would be nice.
Sure, I'll call her right now.
Can we get Alex on the phone?
I'm going to call her. Here, I'll call you.
Right now. Let me see.
Alex live?
Yes, I'm live. I'll call Laura right now.
Okay.
And we're going to go to Peter, too. We'll do 5 more minutes so he can finish, too.
Can we get Alex on the phone?
Let's see if we can.
I'm calling Laura Limmer right now. See, this is like talking to somebody on another planet, though. It takes a few minutes.
Hello?
Hey, Laura, we're live on air. We got Peter Schiff here, too, Europac.com. Great job on your illustrative event. I mean,
is this the famous Alex Jones, like the one and only?
Okay, hey, I know you look great. You're full of adrenaline right now, but recap for the viewers and folks, the giant stunt you've pulled that is totally illustrative of how she says any walls are immoral. You're at Nancy Pelosi's house in Napa Valley. Tell us.
Yeah, so we're here in La Casa de Nancy Pelosi. It's at 11 Zinfandel Lane in case you want to come to our party. And, you know, Nancy's favorite wall is immorality. And we just, you know, we climbed over this little, I think it's like a little barrier or wall or whatever it may be. I don't know, something at Nancy's place looks totally immoral to me. And, you know, we met our friends. They're from Mexico and Guatemala. And we decided to throw Nancy a surprise party. And we decorated our canvas with the word morality in red letters, you know, red like blood. And then we have pictures of some of the people who couldn't come to our party today. Some people who weren't invited to the sanctuary here at Nancy's multi-million-dollar vineyard. We have Corporal Ronald Singh. We have Kate Steinle. We have Drew Rosenberg. We have Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people who weren't invited, unfortunately, because I guess it was like an exclusive party or something. And Nancy didn't.
Well, Laura, you're doing a great job. Your videos are 2 minutes behind, so if I talk, it's going to feed back. So, so just one way to continue. We'll come back to you next hour after Peter Schiff's gone. You're doing a great job. But just recap how huge this is, illustrating her hypocrisy. Right. And I wonder why the police aren't there yet. I guess she's saying she believes it. Come to her house and can I come live there? I hear it's like a 20-bedroom house. Hell, I'm coming.
We're going to go check. We're going to see, because I heard that haters lock their doors. And so I want to go see if – I don't think Nancy's a hater. Do you think Nancy's a hateful person? Because I really hope – I'm going to be so disappointed if I find out that Nancy's a bigot who locks her doors. I'm going to go find out.
Okay, so, wow, well, that's a feed we want to continue with. So how long until you go do that?
I don't know. Do you guys want to go see if Nancy's a hater right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do then. I'm going to finish with Peter Schiff. He's got huge economic news people want to hear. And it'll take a few minutes. Can you guys wait 5 minutes before you walk up, and then we'll come right back to you? We'll keep
Say hi. Say hola, Alex.
Hola, Alex.
Oh, can I talk to the day laborers you hired? Let me talk to these fellas.
Hola, Alex. Tell them where you're from. Hola, Alex.
Alex.
And we're really nice. Like, we're giving you guys a job, right? We're giving you guys jobs. Okay.
You're awesome. All this will be about, well, yeah, they want to work harder than Americans, as Peter Schiff said. Okay, well, listen.
You're more American than Alex, right?
Yeah.
You're more American than Alex.
We are all in America.
Wow.
Okay, well, listen.
So look, Alex, you got to come. Everybody's welcome here, Alex, so come on, let's go.
All right, you're at Nancy Pelosi's house. She says no borders, no walls, no USA at all.
No.
Wait about 5 minutes, and we'll rejoin you to do that, okay?
Immorality. Come to the party. Come to the party. It's an immorality.
All right, thank you very much. There goes Laura Loomer. Wow, Peter Schiff, didn't know that would happen today when you came on. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, although, you know, unfortunately, trying to blame all the economic problems on immigrants, I mean, this scapegoat is not going to work. They're not the source of the economic problems in the United States. And so we're diverting our attention from the real problems that we have. And, you know, before the break, you know, you were trying to ask me, you know, what does Trump have to do? I mean, how does he come clean? And at least try to salvage his presidency, if not, you know, the country. He has to stop telling everybody how great the economy is, how it's booming, how it's the greatest economy ever. None of that is true. The economy is just as bad now as it was before he was elected. The only thing that's changed is we had an increase in optimism that was a byproduct of some tax cuts that we had to borrow the money to finance. And so people became hopeful. You know, Americans by their nature are optimistic, and they saw something to be optimistic about. But unfortunately, we didn't do anything that is required to actually right this economic ship. So unfortunately, it's still going to sink. So the first thing that Trump has to do, you know, he had a press conference to talk about the wall and the shutdown. Let's have a press conference to talk about what's going to shut down the entire country. Now, I'm not worried about the government shutting down. It's the economy shutting down. That's what's going to happen if we continue on this path. And, of course, it's going to get blamed on Trump and the Republicans. So he has to tell everybody how bad things are, why they got that way, and how he's going to be different and why we need to make some changes. And those changes are not going to be pleasant for a lot of people who have been benefiting from the status quo. We have to shrink government dramatically. You know, Donald Trump just can't talk about how he's never going to cut Social Security and Medicare. He has to deliver the bad news that we have to make those cuts because the nation is broke. You know, we don't have the money. Politicians have made promises that taxpayers cannot keep. So we have to deal with those bad promises. We have to shrink the size of government dramatically. We can't be building a space force. We don't even have the resources to fund the military that we have. We have to cut back on military spending, just like we have to cut back on
Peter, I know you're an economist, successful guy, and you're smart, but in a lot of models, too, new innovations and things, we've always had bubbles. They can get us into a new level, and optimism really is the ultimate coin of the realm here.
Not false optimism. That gets you in a lot of trouble. You know, if you're optimistic and you go skating on thin ice and then the ice
breaks. Hey, I agree with you on Bitcoin. I agree with you on Bitcoin. And people think I like do what's popular. I lost a lot of my audience not being pro Bitcoin just because, and I tried to stay out of it and not be too anti. I just said, hey, I got a bad feeling.
Man, the problem is though, you know, you raise people's expectations and then you fail to deliver. You know, over promising and under delivering is not a recipe for success. But the point is that Trump needs to tell the public what we need to do, right? Use the bully pulpit to really explain how we got into this mess. When he was a candidate, he said we had a big fat.
Sure. Then moving off Trump, let me ask you two final questions. And this is not a sucker punch. These are questions the crew's asking, and I let them throw questions in because they don't get on the mic like they're supposed to. I put mics out there for you to do this. Bit gold, what's your view? And then look, not a sucker punch. They accused me because I was on ABC satellites once. You know, by law, they have to rent them to me. Or I was on Clear Channel satellite. I work for Clear Channel. Something about Soros bought part of one of your companies. I don't know a big company out there he doesn't own part of, but what's going on with that? The audience is asking.
No, well, basically, so a couple of years ago, my gold company, Shift Gold, I merged with a publicly traded Canadian company called Gold Money. And you mentioned BitGold. They used to be called BitGold, and then they changed the name to Gold Money.
Yeah, everybody, so you have no power over if you're in a company with another company and another company if somebody buys into a company.
No. George Soros didn't buy into anything. So what happened is, early on, George Soros' son was one of many investors who got into the company early on. I think he had a very small investment. I have no idea whether Soros Jr. still owns the stock in this publicly traded company. But just because he's one of thousands of shareholders in a publicly traded company doesn't mean I sold out to his father.
I mean, I get it. That's what I figured it was. Let me tell you, I used a trust company that had thousands and thousands of customers, over 100 lawyers, who did a liquor license for the Brothmans in Austin for a liquor store, and then I suddenly work for the Brothmans. I get the mental illness of that, and that's what I looked up and found.
What happened, Alex, what happened is a competitor of Gold Money, right, who was trying to drive a demand to their own business and trying to create some bad will among potential customers because they know that, you know, George Soros, you know, he's got a very sketchy name, you know, probably in the gold bug community. And so they thought, hey, let me tie Peter Schiff with George Soros and maybe that will tarnish the reputation of Gold Money. And, but, you know, some people believed it, but it's a bunch of nonsense. But you know how easily, you know, people could believe a bunch of nonsense just because they read it on the internet or hear about it. But no, Gold Money is a great company. People should check it out at goldmoney.com.
All right, Peter, we really appreciate you. Let's get you back up when your audio's fixed. Europac.com. I believe him. I've looked at the numbers. It's the same deal. All right, we'll be right back with Laura Loomer.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
One way or another, we're going to expose the left. They've got big fences and things around their house. Will Johnson, InfoWars.com reporter. A little more intrepid. We told him not to go over the fence, but he's over the fence. But Laura Loomer's already marched up the hill to the 10-foot fence that's up there. Nancy Pelosi's huge mansion at a huge vineyard in Napa Valley. So Will Johnson, again, isn't live connected to us. He's live over the Internet. Let's cut in and see what he has to say right now.
I'm going to say one thing here. I'm going to give another recap of where we are and what's taking place.
I love how this is ragtag. We can't even talk to him. He's got his own camera. He's doing this all himself.
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. I'm standing here so you can see the canopy that the illegals set up here. This is amazing. All right. For everyone who just joined, we are at Nancy Pelosi's, one of her many mansions here in California, where some illegals have come and they set up a canopy on her front lawn for sanctuary. And if you're illegal, you can, according to Nancy Pelosi, you can come here and be completely welcomed. You can come here and set up sanctuary because they say sanctuary for all. Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, said, if you can get here, sanctuary. So the door, they have opened their doors. Right now, Laura Loomer, Ben Burkholm, and the illegals just went up to Nancy Pelosi's front door. We're going to see if they come back. They may get apprehended. So we're going to see. I'm waiting for the other party to arrive to the event. So if you're watching this, please share this and hashtag Alex Jones. We need to let Alex Jones know that we, the American people, stand with InfoWars.com. And also hashtag President Trump. He needs to know the same thing. We have men like Alex Jones and Donald Trump doing what they are doing because they love this country. The same reason why I'm here. The same reason why Laura Loomer's here. Same reason why Bram Burkholm is here. And the other gentlemen that are with us. Because we love this country. We love this nation. We're willing to do what it takes. See, now, we are the nice ones. We're not here vandalizing anything. We're not destroying anything. We don't want it to come to that. We want it peaceful. We want the Democrats to work with the president to have safety and security for the American people. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And that's exactly what we want.
That's a good point. We're not like Antifa.
More. And this is it. This is us taking a stand. This world is not going to change. This world is not going to change unless we do it. The Democrats have their agenda, what goes against everything against the Constitution.
And again, I got to text him messages. Tell him we're coming back in 2 minutes. I want to hear what he thinks about Gillette saying beards and men are evil and all of that. And we come back. Go back to him.
Please go to InfoWars.com/show. All right, so they're not back yet. Can you see him from over there?
Nope.
You think they got apprehended?
Man. All right, let's. That's a huge multi-thousand acre ranch she's got. She's worth $1 billion.
All right.
All right. Her dad was mobbed up. That's well known. And when she went to Congress, she had no money. She's worth $1 billion. She shovels the money to her husband. They own everything. And, again, you get up there, there's satellite photos. There's a big, large 10-foot fence, guard posts, everything up the road. But the left's smart. They want to leave the borders open. They don't want the image of police coming to stop you on their property. They get how to defuse things. So there's the tennis courts, the pools, the houses, the compounds, the vineyard, because Democrats never pay taxes, so they always have farms and stuff to offset it. Even Soros does that. He reportedly pays zero tax. That's liberal. We'll be right back in 60 seconds, live from Nancy Pelosi's house, where illegal aliens are now encamped.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You got it. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got Laura Loomer, InfoWars, Will Johnson, and others at Nancy Pelosi's house, multi-thousand-acre compound, swimming pools, mansions, a regular little 4-foot fence and a 10-foot fence. Our reporters haven't gone up past the first fence. Laura Loomer should be back soon. As soon as she does, we'll take a live feed and carry it. One of the top comedians in the country, now censored. Owen Benjamin's going to be co-hosting this hour. Will Johnson's got a live feed, but it's about a minute delayed, so we're not talking to him when you see the feed and hear the feed. But we told you there's a war on men. American Psychological Association announced classic masculinity is toxic and a mental illness. Procter & Gamble puts out a minute-and-a-half ad for Gillette, literally saying any male that can fight is evil for being conquered. Major French newspapers say heterosexuality should be banned. Leftist groups celebrate plunging white population numbers. Well, don't forget white people. How about everybody? Former UFC fighter mourns son who died after vaccine injections. That article's up on InfoWars.com. My son should be here, healthy, 20 months old. Just didn't pass away. Get the shots, have convulsions, die. Yeah, that's the plan. Look at the little, scroll down on that for TV viewers. Look at that little boy. Goes in for his third round of shots, always at 18 months. Bye-bye, Bluebird. So this is what we're dealing with. Look at the little boy, humanize him, remember him, know who he is, because this is part of the larger eugenics war on boys. Over 86% of autism worldwide is boys. And it's in the water, it's in the food, it's all targeting the males. Because you get them, you got everybody. We're going to go back and see what Will Johnson's talking about right now at Nancy Pelosi's house. We're for now over an hour, an illegal alien, they hired illegal aliens to do it, are building a tent city at Nancy Pelosi's Napa Valley compound. And I think, hell, she says any walls are immoral. They know, they send the police, just like when Laura Loomer showed up at Twitter and changed herself after being banned, they wouldn't arrest her because they don't want to create that martyr like Martin Luther King. Well, how? This is the green light. Everybody show up at Pelosi's now. Owen Benjamin's up in the northwest. He just turns down there. Everybody just shows up and start crapping in her pool like aliens do everything. See what she thinks. So let's see what Will Johnson's doing. Let's see the feed.
Support open borders and just pass that list out to all the illegals all around the world and tell them these are the houses that you can go to for free Nobody will say anything because they're open borders. Everyone is welcome. Come on in. And just come on. I mean, it's like, why not? Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So pick your list. Pick your favorite Democrat. If you like L.A., Kevin A. Leon is down there, the author of the Sanctuary State Bill.
Maxine Waters is there.
Oh, Maxine Waters. I mean, beautiful.
That's Ben Burkham.
I mean, seriously.
Amazing patriot.
Actually, Maxine Waters' home is even closer than Nancy Pelosi's.
Breaking news.
What's this? Bring it here.
Coming back.
Bring it here. Let her come here, Ben.
This is incredible.
Let her come here. Let her bring it here.
They kicked us off of the platforms. He didn't.
Adelaide! Arriba!
Oh my God, something big happened at our house.
Come closer so Alex Jones can hear you.
Good job.
Oh no.
Good job.
I'm so upset, you guys.
The Gillette ad says I can't talk to a woman though, so I gotta stop. Whoa, that was right right there.
Oh my God! I'm just like so heartbroken. I think I need to sit down. I'm just like heartbroken. You guys, Nancy's doors are locked.
What?
The doors are locked.
She said you can't lock doors. Pelosi said it. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't say it.
Dun, 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 dun. Ask Laura to get over by the camera. I love how she hired these illegals, who on average are cool folks. The left wants to brainwash them and turn them into their minions. She's, and they're just laughing and going really along with it. They just built really a tent over here.
Really is a hater. Oh, my God.
She actually locked her doors?
Her doors are locked.
The audacity.
It's like we tried to open it. They each tried to open the door.
They're locked.
I think those walls she had are a white supremacist symbol.
So offensive.
It's so sad.
How dare they?
So breaking news, everyone.
She said everyone was welcome here, and I wanted to go get a sandwich from her kitchen, and her door's locked. I'm so upset.
But what if you were hungry?
I don't know.
What if you didn't have that water?
Yeah, if she was hungry, a door is a wall. Let's go to Owen Benjamin, who's usually hosting the show and a great job. Huge pianist. That's not huge wee-wee. That's huge pianist. He does great comedy and plays the piano. He's like 6'8", like Joe Rogan, a.k.a. Aquaman. This is pretty good stuff here. But notice an hour plus later, the police have not showed up. They didn't want to give any attention to this.
Well, yeah, because the left knows exactly what you're talking about is they don't want to make martyrs. They don't want to make that image of someone being dragged off by police, because they know that in the information war, that would be bad for them. But even in California, you can now legally give people AIDS. I mean, if you take these people for their word and what they consider good and bad, like they would have a horrible life.
These are crazy people. Exactly. You can have HIV or hepatitis and not tell somebody and basically kill them, and you get like, I think, a parking ticket. Hey, here, let's go back to the live feed. We finally got him. Here it is.
I'm outraged and I'm shocked.
So what happened was, here, come here, guys, amigos, come here. Okay. What's your name again?
Come on.
Pancho.
Noel.
What?
Noel.
Pancho, Noel.
Leonel.
So what happened when we went to Nancy's door and tried to open it?
These are the illegal aliens she hired to go build a tent at her house.
Yeah, did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't know.
It's just closed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we knocked on the door. It was locked. Yeah. I'm just kind of sad, you know, because we were going to go say hi to Nancy and invite her because I want her to see my artwork and I want to invite her to the party.
I'm really ashamed of.
We're going
to go back to Owen Benjamin.
Let me ask you this.
Owen Benjamin, I'm pretty upset right now from hugepianist.com by the real white supremacy that she has multiple fences and the doors are open. I mean, the doors are closed. I'm pretty shocked right now, and I'm calling for her to resign as Speaker of the House for this obvious idol to white supremacy, these walls.
Yeah, according to her morality, she is, in fact, Adolf Hitler, if not Himmler. She is committing a real act of just absolute white supremacy. If you don't let these people all urinate all over your grapevines and just set up shop there for a couple weeks, have maybe a music festival, you are, in fact, literally Pol Pot.
Hey, no, Owen Benjamin, should we call then for an illegal alien music festival on her property next week?
I think that's a great idea. I'll perform for free. I'll do a stand-up show.
No, I think, no, I'm being serious. You should do a stand-up show next Saturday. Let's not wait. I'm not kidding. We will be there next Saturday at her house. We will have a stand-up comedy deal. You can play the piano, and everyone's invited. And clearly, you know, she knows, so this is our property now.
She gets it, yeah. I mean, then we'll hit up the Vatican and then Bernie Sanders' house. We could do a whole tour.
We're going to show up at the Vatican and demand to be let in past their 200-foot walls.
You're not even allowed to take water into the Vatican. Like, you have to go through so many checks, because the Vatican's a beautiful place. It's a good place to visit, you know, check out the architecture. But you're not even allowed to take in water. So when the Pope says stuff like, you know, walls are immoral, that he's telling you that he's immoral. It's kind of like the same type of people. Like, when white people say white people are evil, they're basically telling you that they're evil because they know themselves more than you can possibly know
them. They're projecting onto you. Exactly. They're horrible racists.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like,
they're like, I'm a racist, but I can't get away with it with other people now, so I'm going to do it with you.
Right. It's like in L.A., like all the people that were like, men are the worst, men are all rapists, men make women feel unsafe. They were always the rapists. Like, I don't think men are rapists. I'm not a rapist.
Well, I'm bragging, but I've never really had a problem with the females, exactly. And plus, what's fun about a woman that doesn't want you? Exactly. It's Harvey Weinstein's this big, you know, super, you know, elite defender of women. It turns out he's a rapist.
Yeah, I have the opposite problem with my wife. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, if you're not really into it, I don't even want to waste your time.
I got the same thing with my wife. She tried to rape me this morning, and I was like, no. I mean, it's true. It's like, I'm not bragging. It's like, grabs me, trying to throw me on the bed. I'm like, stop. I'm like, grabbing me, like, trying to tackle me, leaving the house. I said, I got to go to work.
Matt like, Damon did the same thing.
By the way, she slapped me on the ass. My wife actually was like grabbing on me. It was true. She's going to arrest it right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you're watching a quasi-live feed, because it's internet feed, it's about a minute behind, with Laura Loomer, who went and hired three very friendly and nice illegal aliens who are doing what they're told. We're making a movie at Nancy Pelosi's house, which is true, and I'm not involved in this at all, of course. And then Laura Loomer is out there with a live feed. Owen Benjamin, band comedian, hugepianist.com. He's riding shotgun with us. This is just insane. And look, I'm not kidding. I have a lot of family stuff going on, but I do have my children 90% of the time there with mom this weekend. This would be, I only mention that because the media's like, he lost his children. More fake news. This would not be a bad time to fly to San Francisco and drive over to Napa Valley. It's very beautiful there. We could put her address on air and just, I mean, she says it, her doors are locked. I don't want to go in her house, but I do want to crap in her pool. A lot of illegals do that. Or maybe I can set up just a rock concert there since she says no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Let's check in with Owen Benjamin and then let's see what Laura Loomer has to say if she figures out I've been texting her. I mean, I think this is a pretty big illustration, but we'll see if the corporate media can engage in their discipline and not cover the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks like a great place to hang out. You know, and
they're at Zinfandel Lane.
We could just.
Oh my God, the cops are showing up. Oh my God.
Nice.
Oh, well, okay, let's go to the live feed. Here we go.
This is my partner.
Hi.
Marie
Patterson. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
We okay. Are doing great.
Well, they told him to be real nice, which they would have been nice anyways, but. Frankly, smokes on your property. They need to get whacked, you know, in trouble. But see, we're being illegal aliens, so now we're going to be protected.
I'm confused. I saw that. California
and Century 3.
I don't know. I thought Nancy Pelosi.
Can we get ID from everybody that's here since you guys are on private property?
We don't need that in California.
I thought we didn't need that in California.
What's
your
premise?
Said we didn't need driver's licenses because it's like a form of profiling.
You're on private property, so you're trespassing.
I'm really confused. Nancy said everyone was welcome here. Do you know who Nancy Pelosi
is? Yeah, Nancy said walls are bad.
Nancy Pelosi said that asylum
I didn't think I needed
is
one,
a human right.
You want her ID? She's an illegal alien.
Because Nancy Pelosi said asylum's a human right, but now they're saying I'm trespassing. And Nancy said everyone is welcome here. Like, if you know her nephew,
we appreciate you.
He said everyone's welcome here.
Basically, you're trespassing. Okay. Need a system ID.
What's trespassing? I reject those facts.
I didn't know there was private property in California.
She's funny, dude.
What's private property?
I reject those facts.
I haven't hired Laura because we haven't had the money. But I'm hiring her. It's done. She's too good.
I do. I didn't think we needed it.
Yeah,
she said we can come, though. So Nancy gave us authorization.
Didn't the Democrats say that?
She invited the whole border to collapse. She said any walls are immoral. She said locked doors are bad.
Here we go.
To see licenses, ID.
Thank you.
Identification.
You still live in Columbus?
We're not getting to see these illegals' IDs.
But yeah, I'm still down there.
Which I think we should be, by the way.
Well,
if somebody's on my property, I want the cops to do what they're doing.
Places,
but this is Pelosi's house, let's be clear.
Right.
Everyone was welcome here.
They're part of our crew.
Right now he's asking them.
But if we don't have identification, they might have to go with us.
Right, but Gavin Newsom said we don't need identification.
That's fine.
Not on me.
But Democrats said that identification is racist.
Somewhere else. Moment. This is behind the property still, though, right?
I don't know, unfortunately. I think it's the property line.
It seems like an immorality.
It does seem like an immorality.
Because I'm not trying to be on the property. I thought this was behind the property.
No,
so I can go behind the property and I'll be okay?
I thought California was a sanctuary state. I thought everyone was welcome.
Look, the cops got three illegal aliens to deal with, which I feel sorry for. Because they're just pawns in all this. And I'll just say that before they're correct. They are pawns.
Are they okay going over there? Because they were just out here with us.
Yeah, I told her, Loomer, this. When they come, you need to say, which is true, I hired them. They don't know it's a job, so they don't go to jail. These are three I don't want to get deported. Poor guys. We just want them to come here legally.
Nancy won't. She won't. Okay.
Yeah, let's have Will Johnson extricate himself from the property, which he was very smart to do that.
They should play Imagine by John Lennon just to really understand the situation.
Then he goes with us.
You know? No borders, no countries, nothing.
So here it comes. So one of the illegals don't have documents. They don't have any papers. And they're looking to take him with them.
I didn't think they did.
Nancy said everyone was welcome.
Yeah. It sounds like it's false advertising.
Nancy said everyone was welcome here, but now the nice thing is
she'll cover it.
Didn't Gavin, her nephew, say that IDs were racist?
Yeah.
Like, you can't make people show IDs.
Right.
Yeah, this is racism.
When I wanted to go, when my amigos...
Yeah, I'm going to go on your property. Go.
Governor, they did not need to
go. The hell?
I'm just so confused as to what's going on here.
Right. Come to your house and crap in your toilet or eat your food?
Thank you.
This is such an immorality.
It is.
Yeah, and shouldn't they have a safe space to do heroin and to defecate?
Well, that's San Francisco. Yeah, that's nearby.
And Denver.
I know. I've been to Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver the last 2 years, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of what we hype up. Weird. And I walk right out the front place everywhere. There's needles and crap everywhere. I told my wife, she's visiting friends in Denver and in Seattle. I said, we ain't coming back, Tux.
Ron says open Nancy's house to
all. I was just in Denver, and it's more illegal for a dog to crap in public than a human.
Oh, I know, that's the big left thing. Don't let your dog crap, but a homeless person going, it's like good. Your dog's dropping a big old Joe Rogan on the street. A turd on the ground's taller than Joe Rogan.
So you got to have a microscope to watch Joe Rogan's podcast.
God bless law enforcement.
Because he's like literally an inch tall.
Yeah, but everyone is welcome here.
I'm so confused because, first of all, like, I was told that it was racist to have ID in California. And then I was told that... this was a sanctuary state, so I'm just really confused. They said everyone was welcome here.
Very strange.
Nancy said asylum was a human right and that everyone should be entitled to sanctuary, and all I did was came to Nancy.
Oh, to make it fair. How about like Master Blaster?
Yeah.
I fight you and Joe Rogan, him on your shoulders.
She'll call. I'm sure she's calling. Since the government shut down, she's not doing anything to open it. Because she's focused on the
I'm sure you can kick my butt, but I still feel like I'm a little overmatched with Joe. How about Joe is on your shoulders like I fight you both like your Master Blaster from Beyond Thunderdome?
Well, we could put Joe behind my ear and he could just kind of whisper to me what I should do because I'm not that skilled of a fighter. I'm pretty big, so, you know, I'm an asset if things go down, but Joe would beat me pretty badly.
Me too,
but he could sit on my shoulder like in a cute little teacup and whisper to me like what I should do in a fight.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Guys, do me a favor, call Washington.
Here, let's go back to the police. We have illegal aliens at Nancy Pelosi's house. They heard the whole country's free. They're building a tent in their front yard. Big deal. We're seeing extreme racism from the police right now.
I didn't think anybody needed.
We're joking, of course.
So somebody hasn't spread the word yet that identification is racist.
But look how confident the illegals are. They picked them up in San Francisco. Yeah. They know they're going to be released tonight.
That's what he said. He said everyone.
He didn't say that every illegal was entitled to...
All right, Owen Benjamin's here. We're going to come back from break. I don't know how to describe this. A tent city by illegal aliens is being built in Nancy Pelosi's Napa Valley estate. This is live coverage. Huge pianist. That means like a piano. He really does play the piano great. HugePianist.com. I'm Benjamin. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Everybody go to InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's written about this. The live feeds are there. Share this feed or tell folks about the local station you're listening to. That's how we get past the censors. We need your help.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America.
All right, here is Joe Rogan teamed up with Owen Benjamin against me. And Joe's a little intimidated, so he's got to have Master Blaster. Owen Benjamin and Joe Rogan are finally back together. Go back to it. I can't believe we actually got Joe Rogan on my show.
For God's sake, what now?
Who run Bartertown?
Who runs YouTube and Google?
More Blaster.
Oh, you're censored.
Who run Bartertown? Who run Bartertown?
Joe Rogan runs Bartertown.
You know who.
Joe Rogan and Google and Apple.
Master Blaster. Say loud. Master Blaster.
Joe Rogan runs Bartertown.
What?
Everyone else is censored and digging on.
Master Blaster runs
Bartertown. Joe Rogan runs Bartertown.
Louder. Master Blaster runs
Master Blaster, Joe Rogan.
Lift embargo.
If they don't lift your embargo, you're banned. Him and the Young Turks and Source Fed. So it's not Owen Benjamin that's Master Blaster. It's the Young Turks and sitting upon the big turd is the king, Joe Rogan. And seriously, I knew when I had Owen Benjamin on a week ago, I said, you watch all these new channels with millions of views a day. You know, we would dominate Rogan in 10 seconds forever. He knows it. All taken down by him. And we already know
Joe
about
Joe Rogan.
Our Joe Lord Rogan. And Savior, our king. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying that it like when you look like a toe Rogan, it's tough to be a king though. That's what I don't understand. It's because like Joe would beat me badly. Like Joe's a very skilled fighter, but it would look like a thumb fight. Like it would be like a thumb fighting a thumb.
Yeah, but why do you say that? Because I fought like convicts and big black dudes and everything. If you just explode on somebody right up front, doesn't matter how much skill they've got in the first 10 seconds. Like you're like 6'8". Why would you say that Joe would kick your ass?
Because there's a certain level of skill in fighters that I've found that if you have it, it's kind of like being a really good actor, a really good piano player or a comic or something. It's like there's skills that people have that I don't have in fighting where they just do like the rope, like they can get away from.
Well, here's an example. I put this one guy in the hospital in high school. So his older cousin, who was already like 20 years old, was a former state wrestling champion. And sure, he got me and threw me in the ground, but then I just punched him in the throat. So there's also becomes awesome. That deal. You're willing to kill somebody.
Yeah, no, totally. Like, if there's, like, chaos breaking out, like, my size is a really good asset and my strength. But if you're one-on-one with someone that's as skilled of fighting as Joe, I don't think I'd last 10 seconds with him. And I'm not saying that because I have any respect for the guy. It's just true. Like, the way I picture it is if I tried to hit him, he would be able to avoid it and somehow choke me to death. Cause that's like, how these MMA guys fight. And I've wrestled around with some of my buddies that are really, high level jujitsu guys. And I feel like a rag doll. Like they almost use my own size and strength.
But here's the difference. You're not in kill mode.
That's true.
Kill mode. Oh, whatever. Kill mode. One hit from an undercut. Nose is gone. Well, I mean, all over. Yeah. Head starts flopping around. You start biting people. It doesn't become the same deal.
That's a good point.
Like if somebody's got you start to do the chokehold, you just bite a huge chunk out of their arm. They always let go.
Yeah, and I don't let myself get in a situation where.
Let
where
me just tell you, it's easy to beat people's brains out. Have you ever just experienced how easy it is to start punching a head till it turns soft? Just all of a sudden they just go away forever.
I've actually never knocked anyone out. I've won in fights before, but I've never. I mean, I recently killed a pig. And that was pretty mind-blowing, just how easy it is.
Well,
to kill.
Exactly. In the world of MMA, how about guns and knives? Let's just move on to that.
That's a very good point. Or walls. You know, like I just built a giant fence around my whole property.
Or a car. You just arm a vehicle, but we just run people over. How about that? We'll join Islam. And then the left will praise us. If we cut women's clitorises off and we throw gays off buildings and we run people over, we'll be loved again. The problem is we're not doing that, Owen.
Well, I know, and that's the thing. If you're that bad of a lover, it's like, that's why Islam, for the horrors of it, It's like, imagine being a guy and being like, I can't satisfy my wife because she can't have any sort of pleasure. So what do? Cut up all the clitorises. And it's like, well, all these gay guys seem to dress better than me and they're really good at fashion. Throw them off a cliff, you know? And it's like, it makes sense if you're a pretty inadequate guy that you have to just keep cutting off clitorises. Yeah,
exactly.
And throwing gay guys.
Getting away from Joe Rogan, I love how the police showed up. You know, I shouldn't joke around about Joe when I say this. Joe acts like he's this free speech guy. Now there's this reign of terror. He comes out, doesn't say a word for all his so-called friends, and then supports everybody being censored, and then repeats why it happened when it's a talking point. So he's not going to get away with that.
Well, that's why I'm just doing these the jokes against him. It's the same exact thing. It's like, I just think mockery and ridicule is just a funny way of doing it. Yeah, he absolutely didn't stand up for any of his friends that get censored. And if you notice all of his friends that he has in his little cabal, none of them are kicked off Twitter permanently like me or you. And so people like us that actually are at the head of the spear that are facing a lot of censorship, you'll never hear a peep out of them.
Well, here's the thing. I knew a lot of the stuff going on a few years ago, and I've never sold out on any issue. I've never done the wrong thing to be paid off or for attention or any of that. But I do have a problem with loyalty. And so I knew things a few years ago. I ignored it. I saw some things. I had top level people tell me. And then the last 6 or 8 months, I learned even more about it. And so it's like, really, you're going to throw stones in a giant glass house? It becomes this existential thing where I'm like, this is not what I do. I go after Hillary Clinton. I go after governments. I go after big, powerful things. But then I start saying, really, if you don't do this, you've sold out. And then I'm like, well, okay, it's just like, it's so bad. And it's so, but, I mean, you know, and Joe thinks he takes stuff off YouTube, me giving a prelude to this. There will be nothing stopping this. Nothing. And I've already told people. It's already been videoed and ready. Hey, something happens to me because I know Joe's all mobbed up. Big deal. I mess with the globalists and Hillary and everybody else. Don't tell me something I don't know, Sonny. So am I with the American Patriots. And so here's the thing. I'm sitting here with a detonator in my hand, and I don't want to go on a show. There's no making friends. There's no nothing. There's just me like thinking how, well, like what do I do, Owen?
Well, that's the thing is these people always project that. It's like the people that live in the glass houses are the ones throwing the stones. Like you got Nancy Pelosi here talking about no walls when she lives on a palatial estate with Zinfandel grapes. You have Joe Rogan who's running his mouth and doing all these things when, you know, there's things about him that if people knew, they would be like, what? It's the same with a lot of these people projecting all this stuff in Hollywood. They're the ones with the biggest secrets, the biggest stuff to lose. It's all projection. And so, and he is a very, very powerful guy. That's the thing. It's like when people, I'm
an underdog.
Because
he's been put in that position because he's talented and funny, but now they force feed him. You go type in anything on YouTube, it's like CNN, Joe Rogan. He's being force fed, and all he had to do was just not have me on. Let the sharks attack me. Just don't join in. But at a manly level, I've got to like not just load torpedoes now. I'm like building weapon systems and preparing and witnesses and just everything. And I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm like, I mean, I'm fighting him like I'm fighting George Soros now. I'm just getting everything ready because I have to. How dare you take my YouTubes down? I will now hit you with everything. Get ready.
Well, I mean, he's real small, you know, and like his favorite thing to do is just to go to the circus and ride around in the teacups because he fits in a teacup and he squeaks when he talks because people don't realize that he's like 5'1".
Well, I don't even care how tall somebody is. Here's my deal. I'm not going to sit there and get effed over by anybody, especially somebody said they were my friend. So
That's true.
Like they say in that fictitious movie, feel your hand, you son of a bitch. Cause just so you know, I'm coming. Yeah.
I think he's 4'5".
2'1". The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. I didn't even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
Shoot them.
They're too far and they're moving too fast.
No grit, Rooster Cogburn, not much.
Having some fun here filling our hand, but let's get serious. During the break, I was watching the live feed from Will Jones, InfoWars.com correspondents on InfoWars.com, and it shocked me. Pelosi is pressing charges on the illegal aliens because they know they don't have rights. Oh, my God. And not the U.S. citizens in some type of evil stump. They got a hold of Pelosi. I heard the audio in there in the control room. I was like, this audio is crystal clear. I couldn't believe it. Let's go to Will Johnson. Here we go.
You deserve safety. Your family deserves safety. But so does the rest of the American people. That's all that we're asking for. The American people deserve this safety. If you can't give it to the American people and you have it for yourself, what do you expect us to do? Do you expect us to sit down? We're no longer going to do that. Those days are over with. We're not bringing violence, but we're bringing attention to you, what you're doing. Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and the rest of the Democrats that do not care about this country. And if you did care about this country, and if you do care about this country, you will work with the president, Donald J. Trump, to make sure that
this down. About a minute behind. Text Will. If we go Skype with him, it's live time. He can hear us, but it's better for it to be streaming to thousands so we have a record of it. Text him and say, because I saw it during the break just 5 minutes ago, that man that came down who says they're pressing charges on the illegal aliens because I guess they know that they don't have any rights. And this is going to completely blow up. Pelosi says all the illegals are welcome in America. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. She says no walls, no doors. And so as a stunt, you know, I guess they tried the door and now this is happening. This is sick. So text Will Johnson. I heard it happen out there on the loud, you know, on the speakers in the control room during the break. So I want to find out exactly what's happening with this. But let's see what Will Johnson's saying right now.
We don't want the census killing. We don't want it. We cannot take it anymore. I don't want my family to be a victim. I don't want anyone's family to be a victim.
Let's fade it down. If you're a TV viewer or a radio listener, you've got Will Johnson up front. And in the background, you've got the local county police with the manager of the vineyard saying, I'm pressing charges on the illegal aliens. So this is Nancy Pelosi is going to have the illegal aliens. I heard it. This is sensational.
Over her small wall here. And they said that walls don't work because they're small. These are the walls that they're talking about, the small walls, not the one on the border where Trump is trying to do to protect us. Please go to Infowars.com/show. I'm going to say it again as the truck going by. Infowars.com/show. This is happening right now in America. The time is now for everyone to recognize what's going on.
By the way, I cut away at the wrong time. He did confirm that guy's the manager behind him in blue walking away. They're pressing charges on the illegals.
Right now, and anyone who's watching this right now, tag your local police department and tell them that we stand with them. We stand with the police department.
Sure.
Tag them right now.
This is sick. Let me ask Owen Benjamin. Why do you think Pelosi's decided from Hawaii, talking to her vineyard manager, to go after the illegals? I guess because she can arrest somebody, but then they just disappear and not citizens. Everybody else is walking around. This is sick. What the hell?
Well, because she knows that the mainstream media won't cover it anyway. That's the whole thing. Is she's just banking on the whole media cabal just not covering this. And it's still like, well, could Donald Trump have actually...
Well, that's it, though. The Democrats literally use illegals as their lower class. They get all the money from the lawyers. I'm telling you, that's what they do, and we're seeing it. They're literally going to pick on three illegal aliens that Laura hired to bring there to build a tarp for no reason. Let's go back to Will Johnson and see what he's saying.
It's not successful. The Democrats are going to blame everything that went wrong on him. You understand what I'm saying? See, the Democrats right now want to remove the president that's doing positive things for the American people. We have to stand with the president. The days of just sitting idly by are over with. This country is coming and leading to a civil war, which we don't want, which we don't need. This country does not need that. So we have to do everything we can to stand up and fight for this country.
Let's see what the police are doing. I guess.
President Trump will be the last decent president this nation will ever have if the Democrats have their way.
Let's do this. Obviously, the war room is going to continue with this feed with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone in about 5 minutes. If Owen Benjamin wants to continue during this epic stuff, we'll connect with him, get him on. I'm going to stay here. This is insane. Let's get our two studios connected if we can, because I heard it. Will just confirmed it. They're pressing charges on the illegals, not the citizens, because I think they know they control the judges in that area. The Democrats do. And so they'll be able to get control of them and make it look like somebody got arrested, because I guess they're afraid illegals will come to her house. We are literally watching Pelosi bully illegal aliens right now when she told them to come to their house, Owen Benjamin. You can't make this up.
Well, that's why they like no borders and they like illegal aliens, because they don't have social security numbers. You don't have to pay a minimum wage. They can disappear in the night. Their kids, they can take their kids. They're modern slaves. And so that's why they want people here without the proper documentation.
Yes, we don't want a giant underworld, third world class to be fed on by Democrat pedophiles.
Exactly. Yeah. And the human trafficking, Trump addressed that last week. And no one wants to talk about that, about all these people's children that are being used in the sex traffic of pedophiles. And because there's no security, there's no social security numbers. So they just disappear.
And that's admitted in the Senate report. Wow. This is, you know, I thought they wouldn't send the police. I thought they'd be smart, but they have decided in her weird calculation to arrest illegal aliens that came to her house. This is getting insane. This is live feed right now. If you're watching on TV, Infowars.com, big articles, live video stream. An illegal alien caravan arrives at Nancy Pelosi's house for sanctuary while she vacations during government shutdown in Hawaii. They are there demanding their tent city. And this is just absolutely sickening. They're not going after the crew that had, well, we're about to find out. Maybe they will arrest Loomer and people, but they're removing the tent off the property and people are there. So man, what is the calculus where you target? Cause I guess they're the unpersoned. They're the illegal alien that Democrats know. I own that. No one will get mad at me if I disappear these people.
Yeah. And they know that CNN and MSNBC and nobody will cover it. That's another thing that they know. It's that image of them taking the illegal alien out with police would be so damaging to them, but they also know that they completely own and run mainstream media and they'll never depict it.
No, I agree with you. But why then are they leaving Loomer and everybody alone?
That's a good question, man. I think part of it has to do with the fact that the illegal aliens have no rights. And were they the ones that actually went to the door? I don't know. Let's be clear.
I heard the police earlier during the break. They're not arresting them for no papers. That's who Pelosi's pressing charges on.
This is crazy.
Man, you got to get inside her whack job brain to understand it. Owen, hugepianist.com. If you want to pop on with Owen Schroyer, you got to go. I understand. I'm going to be on with him out of this studio. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. I got a plug or we won't be here because I got George Soros and Hillary suing me. And we've got this new shirt, which everybody will promote it. It'll be the number one shirt out there, like Hillary for prison. And some of the shirts I've put out, a few of them have been number one in the country. And well, here these babies are. But I can't sell it at cost for $5 like I used to, or I'll go bankrupt. It's capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. She looks like meth mouth now. And the shirt's available at InfoWarsStore.com, a limited edition. Awesome. She said, arrest Donald Jr. for making that statement. She said, we're going to subpoena you. We're going to put you in jail for that. And, you know, she used to be pretty good looking. I know your wife is a beautiful Latina lady, Owen Benjamin, but she looks like a meth head now. So I hope folks get the meth head foaming at the mouth, Alexandra Cortez shirt. We have other big discounts right now. Without you buying the products, we will not be here. We need you to go there. Plus, we have products you need. Air filtration, water filtration. 50% off our best-selling products. Let's go with the Rooster Cockburn as we end the transmission.
Farrell, I want you and your brother to stand clear. You as well, Doctor. I have no interest in you today.
What is your intention, Rooster? You think 1-on-4 is a dog fall?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned. Or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will you have?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Feel your hand, you son of a bitch!
Live feeds at InfoWars.com of the Pelosi encampment and the war room coming up now.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.